And that's up on the Gemara called Vav on the day, four lines from the bottom. That's called Vav on the day, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, where the Mishnah has a machlekes between the Yehuda and the Chachamim. What is this man of shakles? That's the beginning of the text. Two of the shakles are shakles. The Chachamim hold that you can dive a shakles up until the noon, up until shakles. There's no Chachai. What is Chachai? What is Chachai? Everybody usually assumes, the Chachai assumes that Chachai is in the middle of the day. It has the sunlight, the sunset, and you divide it in half. That's Al-Fitashvi, it's like that. Moshe Feinstein has a tune in his paper where he says that it's not. He says, noon is noon, and sometimes the first half of the day is longer than the second half of the day. Sometimes the second half of the day is longer than the first half of the day. So noon is noon. It's not 12 o'clock, I'll be showing you. And the basis, so he says, no, noon is just a presidential explain for me. Noon, he says, I'll be doing all year long is when on the day of the equinox, that's noon. Like here in New York, when you have the equinox, I think it's 6.05 to 6.05, you know? Sunrise 6.05 and sunset 6.05, 6.04, something like that. But then the Chatzos would be all year long, 12.04. 12.04, summer, winter. So sometimes the first half of the day is going to be longer than the second half. Sometimes the second half of the day is going to be longer than the first half. Where in the world did you get such a shita from? So he says, it's a Rashi and Erev. Looking at Rashi and Erev doesn't necessarily say that. You can learn the Rashi, it's a long Rashi, I don't know how it is. You can learn the Rashi the way everybody else always assumes also. So that's a chidush, they don't know what that is. And not generally accepted at all. Usually assume that Chatzos means the middle of the day. Wherever you happen to live, whatever community you live in, you have to take that given day, and when is sunrise, when is sunset, and that's Chatzos. When is it? Maybe you measure from Alot HaShachar until say Chatzos, whatever, that's low machlokes. How do you figure out the Zmanim, the Sanzman Tzilu, Sanzman Tzilu, you measure from the Mother Avonah, the Zot Tzimus, and the Rishlam Dino. You measure from sunrise to sunset, that's the Rabbah Mazan, Tzimus, you measure from Alot HaShachar, so say from the home, that's a tremendous aggression, two opinions in the Magen Avraham, but you...
Because the same thing, Chatzos at night, whatever it is during the day, would be best as well out there.
That's the further shayla. When is Chatzos alayla? You get the same smichas. So that's some whole Chatzos alayla, and push it. You figure out, your son starts to come right, and you figure out the air. You have to say no. So you figure 12 hours after Chatzos of the day, which may turn out to be a difference of 5 minutes or so. So it's an opinion about Chatzos alayla. Yeah. I'm not mistaken, someone told me over there that Rav David Feinstein, his son, who now is a yeshiva, said that so many times they tried to explain to the father that it's not so, and every time he would back out and then he would go back again. Go back again to the gold sheet that doesn't have faith in him. But my father was like a chronic here. He just couldn't get him to change. Every time you get him to change, the next time he would go back again to his opinion. He had printed like that. So the Mishnah has a machlekes. When is the Sazman Shachar? So the Chacham hold out Chatzos. So if you're in there, odd dollar choice. Up until 4 hours. So the Gemara has a Shaila. What do you mean? Up until the end of 4 hours?
Well,
odd dollar choice is up until the end of 3 hours. Up until the beginning of the 4th hour. That's what Rashi means. The sunrise is 6 o'clock and the sunset, no, it's approximately 66 roughly. So it's up until the end of 3 hours, beginning of the 4th hour, you have to finish davening Shmoneh Esrei Shachar by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And if it's odd dollar choice until the end of 4 hours, it means until 10 o'clock. That's what Rashi means. So you daven at 9 o'clock in the morning. Davening 9 o'clock minyan is a problem because of the Sazman Kriya Shema. And many people would say Kriya Shema before the Davening. Okay. But you have to say Shema after before the Davening. So before we're going to Davening Shul. So that's the Shema. So the Gemara says clearly the Davening Shul thing until the end of the Davening Shul. Until 10 o'clock. Never until 10 o'clock. So that's the Gemara Shema. We boil them with the added stuff and how do you read Shatan Ad Yudin? Should you say Adi Adichlal is the Sazman Kriya. The end of this line of Shachar is the opinion of Yudah's opinion. We're going to have to discuss how we pass it. More than the next time we're going to discuss how we pass it. The Nara Shachar is the opinion of Yudah. What does he need to say? Whether he had the Adachai Kadam, Shachar, Shmanet, or Shachar, still 10 o'clock, till the end of 4 hours in a day, to one third of the day, or Duma Ad, the Lord Yadichlal. Or does it mean Ad, Dama Choice, means up until the beginning of the 4th hour, and not up until the end of the 4th hour.
Doug Gemara says, Shema, well, we'll prove it with logic. Tyson says, try to be on the bottom. Tyson, what do you have to prove with logic? You've got to prove who got answer tilted. The Tyson says, there is a Quran in the Gemara that whenever the Chachamim give a shear, a grid, a kibbutz, a kibbutz, whenever it's unclear what the shear is, then you have two ways to touch. When you go the Hakam or the Hakam, so the guard is, you always have to go the Hakam, call shear from the Hakam, whenever it's unclear, you go the Hakam. So if you're not sure when Sultan Krishna is, Sultan Sila, whether 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, I'll grab a bottle. So why not go to Hakka? What do you mean you have to do with logic and a heen and a heck? If you have a distinguished source that says 10 o'clock or 10 o'clock. But the Gemara doesn't really have black and white distinguished yet. The Gemara's got a dray with a parallel, with a another din, an oration, a safer. So if you're not sure, so you go to Hakka. The safer says no. The Hakka would be like this. If you tell me there are 2 million, there's an 8 o'clock minion and there's a 9 o'clock minion. Okay. Am I allowed to daven at the lazy man's minion at the 9 o'clock minion? Do I have to wake up never by the Hashkama minion and daven at the 8 o'clock minion or 7 o'clock, whatever it is? But then you say, well, you got to go to Hach there. You have to wake up to the 7 o'clock minion. But it could be Lahach in the other direction also. Let's say you woke up late in the morning and you want to know, it's already 9:05. Can you still daven Shachris? Are you still allowed to daven Shachris? So do you say no? The captain is man, you're not allowed to daven Shachris. Yes, I said, you should go to Hachmir, that it still is his man to daven Shachris. So whichever direction you're going to understand over here, there's going to be a chumra and a kula. There's a chumra that will have tzimish to daven at the early minyan, if that's the correct shita, and so is man tzim is 9 o'clock. But there's also a chumra in the other direction, that if you woke up late, are you still permitted to daven Shachris, or is it after this month? So the klal of the Gemara in Yibre, that it says, whenever it's unclear what the shir of the Chachamim is, you always have to go to Hachmir. The cloud can't be applied over here. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. Can you have any proof? Do you have any logical proof, one way or the other, to demonstrate what the Tuna meant to say? When is the Sultan of Shachri? So the Gemara says, we're going to bring a riot. What? Toshma, Rabbi Yudah has a machlekes with the Chachamim in the Mishnah regarding his man of Mincha Meir Bosa. So if Yudah says, you dab in Mincha up until Saga, Mincha right away is not Meir. And the Chachamim is the Siddiq, you dab in Mincha up until Shkia, and after the Shkia is not a Meir. So the Gemara, how do you read that? Toshma, you know, I'm at Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha, we learned already. You have Mincha Gedoyla, it's 12:30, right? Half an hour after Hatzor. And Mincha Ktano is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. Now, Plag HaMincha, Plag means you divide. The Mincha Ktano and half, you have an hour and a quarter. So what do you mean, at Plag HaMincha? You can only daven Mincha up until Plag HaMincha. Does that mean up until and including the Plag HaMincha? Or up until I'm not included. So the Gemara says, well, yeah, I'm a Tishlam Ashbel, Loyad Bichlal. If you say that whenever a Yudah is speaking in the Mishnah, Yudah has 3 statements. When is the Sazman Shachris? When is the Sazman Yusuf? When is the Sazman Yisra? He speaks that all 3 things. And he has early Azman in the Ligur. Early Azman in the Chachamim Ligur. His man Shachris is cut off. It's only at Dalet Shoyt. His man Yincha is only at Plagam Yincha. Early Azman, his man Yusuf is only at Zayin Shoyt. He does not call yet. His manim are less than the others. So the Gemara says, what does he mean with his man of at Plag HaMincha? Does he mean up until I'm including the Plag HaMincha? That it's up until I'm including, then it's the same as the Chacham, it's till the end of the day. Plag HaMincha, if he means up until I'm not including the last Plag HaMincha, then it's good. It means you can only have Mincha until an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. Up until I'm not including the last Plag HaMincha. But if it's up, Ad-Dichlal, if you say one of you that speaks in the Mishnah, he said 3 things in the Mishnah, which is Osman Shachris and Musaf and Mishnah. If when he's speaking, he's using the language Ad Zalayat Bichlal, he doesn't include his man after, because how does he get then Abdu the Rabban? You understand? Abdu the says he can dominate up until, and not including the last hour and a half quarters, up until, not including the Plag Mincha. I'm going to say, even including the last Plag Mincha, even until Shkia. Otherwise, Yamas. But if you're going to read shots in the wording of Rabbi Yudah Ad, the Yad Zichlal, including some Rabbi Yudah Haina Rabbana. So he said the same thing as Rabbana. He said you can daven Mincha until the end of the day, and Rabbana says until the end of the day. So what do you see? The Rabbi Yudah says, when he's speaking in the Mishnah, he's using Ad, the Yad Zichlal. He doesn't include the latest one. So what is he? So by Shachrin, Rabbi Yudah said you have to finish my essay by 9 o'clock. At the end of the year, by 9 o'clock. All right. So then by Yusuf, when he says you have to daven Yusuf, Ad Zayin Shoy, both of these, all in the same Mishnah, Ad, the Layat Zichlal, you have to finish Yusuf before Zayin Shoy, you have to finish Yusuf by 12 o'clock.
Before the beginning, if you want to say, I believe, you have to finish with the piece of love of God. Okay, that's a shaila. Okay, we mentioned once the Pimagodim has a solution. Do of course the Pimagodim has a surface. We taught him that you start to stay Musaf by 1 o'clock. On the summer time, 2 o'clock, when you have daylight savings. Till the end of Zayin Shor. So the Pimagodim has a surface. Does that mean the beginning of the saying of the Shemana Esrei or the end of the Shemana Esrei? And then people will make it because it hasn't finished way after 1 o'clock, way after 2 o'clock. It finishes way after. You start Musaf before. And he finishes the gift. So we make a lot of money as long as he began with this before. Okay. Okay, whichever way to use the language. Okay. If we would insist, not like the Pima Gordon, so we would say the Chazan has to finish the Musaf Bikin Chazorat Hashad by 1 o'clock. Yes, by 1 o'clock. Then the Nebuch, the rabbi would have to give a sermon the rest of the day. The rabbi would have to give Musaf the whole day long. Yes. Okay. Oh, that's what Gemara is going to say. Machal is going to coming up, yes. So the Gemara says, on the top line of Chabzai. So the Gemara says, Elamai, so what did you just establish? So a Jew is speaking and giving his man name of Tfilah in the Mishneh. So when he says, up until, you can dab it up until the same time he means God, the Layabach, well, up until, not including, then the Gemara Amos says, so read the next line in the Mishneh, or Bryce, or whatever it is, so he says, not the Mishneh, whatever it is. Yisham Mustaf and Kalayayim, the Chacham, all you can have Musaf all day long, till Shkia. You know, Amos, Ad, Sheva Shoy, so you can only dab Musaf up until Sheva Shoy. So what does it mean, Ad Sheva Shoy? Same Shabbat, doesn't mean up until the end of the Sheva Shoy, so 1 o'clock, it doesn't mean up until the beginning of Shabbat, up until the not including, up until 12 o'clock. And we have a Bryce that has the following Shaila. A person didn't daven Musaf yet, and it's already the beginning of the afternoon, and it's that time of the afternoon that he can daven either Mincha or Musaf, whatever he wants, and he's interested in davening both. He wants to daven, not that he wants to daven Musaf now, he wants to eat at home, he wants to daven Mincha later. He really wants to daven Mincha and Musaf, and go home and eat and go to sleep. Or go to work, and he doesn't want to daven Mincha later. So the Shaila there, which one should he daven first? Should he daven Musaf first? Or should he daven Mincha first? So that's there's a whole discussion, there's a whole period. In the end, the Masechus Zvokim, on top of that, there's a whole period, Parakal Atabi. When you have two mitzvahs to do, two or more mitzvahs to do, so how do you arrange your mitzvahs? How should you arrange your mitzvahs? The first one to say Kiddush. So the Kiddush has to consist of our Parakal and then the Baruch of Kiddush. So which bracha should he say first? Which bracha should he say second? I'm afraid of Hashem and Yisibu. Later's bracha says, say bracha here. Bracha first, and then say Yisibish first, and bracha here, bracha later. So the other, if he made a mistake, whatever state that he would do would be good for the other. But the Machoik is Bishar and Yisibu, but Hatzchila, what's the proper state that to organize, to arrange the two brachas? And that's a general issue. The Gemara quotes that in the context of the general topic. Whenever you have two or more mitzvahs to do, how do you arrange the two mitzvahs? That's the Shana here. We have this bride in Tanya, the bride says, how the punish state feelers? It's the beginning of the afternoon, and he didn't daven Musaf yet, and he didn't daven Musaf yet. On Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov, and he wants to daven now Musaf and Mincha. Not that he wants to daven Musaf now and Mincha later. He wants to daven Musaf and Mincha now. How the punish state feelers? Achshon, Musaf, Achshon, Mincha. So which one does he daven first? Is it Machlek, is that this power shall mean for Akhtar Shal Musa, she's with the Dibs, and it's a deal. The Chacham holds that you have all the afternoon to daven Musa until Shkia, you have all the afternoon to daven Mincha up until Shkia, you have all day long. So we use the general call of Tana B'Shein and Tana Tana Kaisam, so it's preferable to daven Mincha first, and then to daven Musa later. And Rav Yehuda disagrees, and he says it can't be. This power shall Musa, the Akhtar Shal Mincha, why? If everything else would be equal, they would use the mafkim with the chacham, and say tavi shen and tavi. So the kedma says it's not. Everything else is not equal. You only have up until the seventh, up until 1 o'clock to daven mincha, and to daven mincha you have quite a few more hours to go. Rav Yehuda Lishitosh disagrees. That's what Rashi says. Rav Yehuda Lishitosh, you are bottom with tamei. The chachamim hold that you have all day long till shkia to daven mincha, and all day long to daven mincha. So there's no rush on either, so you use the general false out of the shenitah,
The Nichon daven every day, but it's only on special occasions that the Chachamim talk to you daven Mincha first and Emor. And that's what we talk to Allah, that's the Chacham, she daven Mincha first and Emor. Judah, the Sheikh Tassar, he says, no, that you only have this man to daven up, it is only till 1 o'clock. So now, let's say 12:30, you only have a half an hour to daven Mincha. Mincha, you have a few hours to go, you have an up until 12 and Mincha. That's where Judah disagrees.
What would be going to look at a problem if you had Nila and...
What if you don't have enough time? That's not an issue in Shulchan Aruch. What if it's late Shabbos afternoon? You only left 3 minutes left before the Shkia. So you have a choice either to daven Mincha or to daven Musa. So part of the Shana Tavim, part of the Kaidim is a clause you're going to do both mitzvahs. If you're going to do both mitzvahs, so which one should you do first? Which one should you do second? But it doesn't necessarily regulate the din. If you only have time for one mitzvah, which one loses? Which one wins and which one loses? So that's a Shana Shulchan Aruch. So some Achorim say the same din. Same din. Just like you say, Tzadik Shana, Tzadik Tzadik Tzadik, you take Kedima, which one to do first? So it's Zeicha also. It's Zeicha also. Now they say no, that it's better to daven Musa and to miss Mincha because Mincha has Tashmum. So if you miss Mincha, 3 minutes before Shki. Some people get down in the boat. You have to let it go at the moment. Okay, no problem. But if you can't do that, if you can't do both, so you only have time, so it's only 1 minute left. Okay, half a minute left. So you can only either daven Musa or daven Mincha. So the Shabbat is which should you do? The Samachayim say, no, you should daven Musa rather than daven Mincha. So we talk to Musa, that's not Tashlum. As I said on the earlier, that Musa has not Tashlum. And Mincha, if you missed it, there is Tashlum, and to let him daven Musa, and then Mincha, but Samachayim Tashlum later, as I've married, the second time, to make Tashlum for the Mincha. Is Musa more Mekudish than the Gemara of the Mishnah has another call there in Zohar. If you have two mitzvahs and one is more Mekudish than the other, which means more important. One mitzvah is more important than the other, but then the one that's more important takes precedent. The Gemara says there in Zohar, and that's Perek Alotah there, that on Shabbos, not only is the Musa Mekudish, even though the Gemara says also like Kodosh. The Gemara says the carbon Musa stems from the Kedusha Tayom, Ashirikan is carbon solid, one of the same, carbon solid is the same, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shabbat, all the same thing. What's the difference? The one which thinks that the carbon solid is ain't a Mekudish. The Gemara says no. The carbon solid that's offered on Shabbat also has the status of Mekudish. Question how you interpret the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara says. And the order should be the same over here. Daven and Mincha on Shabbat and Daven and Muslim on Shabbat, because they'll both be Mekudish. The Gemara says the solid on Shabbat is just as Mekudish as
it is.
Well, the Gemara has a suffix. We have, the Mishnah has their two rules. Tzadik Shana, Tzadik Tzadik Chayder. If you have two mitzvahs to do, so you do the mitzvah that's more common first, and then the Mishnah has another rule. No, then the Gemara has another rule. Mekudish Shana, Mekudish, Mekudish Chayder. Let's say you have two kodonis to bring in the Beis Hamikdash, two mitzvahs to do, one is a mitzvah deraita and one is a mitzvah derabanan. So the one that's the more important mitzvah you do first. So then the Gemara has an advice, the late sheep, what if you have a conflict? You have two mitzvahs, one has the mile of Tzadah, the other one has the mile of Mekudish. So what's the deal of Tzadah versus Mekudish? And one, the end of Sukkah, the late Tzadah, and Sukkah has the same shahs. So the Gemara is often blocked by a teiku, and advise the sheep and to take. So the Rambam says, they just use the yagim. You can do whichever one you choose to do. That's the sugar that Rabbi Meza has. He has just a little bit of a humorous sugar. When a person dies, the meaning is that he's burying with his talent. So the one Ashayla, if the person has two talents, he has a Bachadika talent and a Tashadika talent. So which talent should be buried in? So one is taught there and one is in Kurdish. One uses the Shabbat and Yantar, that's in Kurdish. Kurdish. Why is it the Kurdish? And more important, the talent. The Shmacher, the whole analogy.
Yeah,
the other one was Tadir. Yeah, the other one, that's called Tadir. Tadir means the mitzvah, the whole thing is a little bit humorous. Tadir means you're doing two mitzvahs. One mitzvah comes more often than the other. The mitzvah tzitzis comes all year long. Every day comes. I happen to use this beged more often than that beged.
Right.
What does it got to do? Anyway, that's his Judas. He says that if anybody left sheep and then I'm going to sheep and Yadim, and I forget, he gets it stuck though. He tells me which is how it's going to be. That's what the Kazanish points out. He said, what would they do in the Beit HaMikdash? It would be late in the afternoon. And you would have, it would be Nizman of HaKrovas from Kodim Musa, Nizman of HaKrovas Tamashol Ben Abban. So normally when you have a din, you're not allowed to bring any carbon before the Tamashol Shalcha. You're not supposed to bring any carbonus after the Tamashol Ben Abban. That's supposed to be the first, and that's supposed to be the last. And all the other carbonus, with the exception of the carbon Pesach. So the Pesach always brought Lachatchila after the Tamashol Ben Abban. That's a Rishon, that's a Shem, that's a topic in place, today. That's a Rishon, is the Farish in the Mishnah is, that it was always brought after the Talmud Shal Ben Abba. That's the shot of always leave it in the Beit HaMikdash if they had, if they would see it in the afternoon, and it would be Shabbat or Rishchayish, and they didn't bring the Musaf, and yet they didn't bring the Talmud Shal Ben Abba yet. But normally we would have said, we wouldn't have any Gemara's, any Chazanish, we would say, you bring first the Musaf, and then you bring the Talmud Shal Ben Abba in the afternoon, because we're talking about it. You're not going to bring anything after all. So the Chazanish says, well, the Tesis is being a Beit, but Tosis points out, what happens if they already brought the Talmud Shal Ben Abban? Tosis no Sarish Chodesh. What if the Aiden came to Bethlehem on Rish Chodesh, late in the afternoon, they come 5 minutes before the Shkia, and they tell the Bethlehem, we're still in the Levana Lezah. So, his man on Migdash, they already brought the Talmud Shal Ben Abban a long time ago, a few hours before. And the Beit HaMikdash, they brought the Talmud Shal Ben Abban by Plaga Mincha. The first Plaga Mincha they brought, by 8.5 hours. So they made good. So let's say an hour before Shkia, the Yidden come and they say, you saw the Levana last night. They say, you saw the Levana? From Kodesh HaKodesh, today's Rosh Chodesh. Today's Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring the Musafim, 11 Korbanos. So when you bring the 11 Korbanos, are you allowed to bring the Korbanos after the Talmud Shal Ben Abban? What happened to the Easter? Well, the Leah Hashmon Kala Korbanos, so you're not allowed to bring anything after the Talmud Shal Ben Abban. The Taita shows from the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah says that it once happened that the Yidden came late in the day. And there was a bit of a problem with the shear.
Yeah.
With the shear shalomim, they sang the wrong shear. But what do you mean the shear? What about the 11 korbanos? They lost out on the 11 musafim. The Taita says, the answer is, you see from the Mishnah, that you, if you already brought the Talmud Shal Ben Abban, and you realize now that you forgot to bring the musafim, because today was the Chodesh, but again, if you bring the musafim after the Talmud Shal Ben Abban. But the Chazanish writes in connection with that Taita, not only does he think that Taita is right, that it's absolutely correct, but he says, you see from these Gemara that even the Chachidim will do like that. Let's say it will be late in the afternoon, and it will be this man either to bring whichever you choose, either to bring the Talmud Shal Ben Abban, you mukhif to bring Talmud Shal Ben Abban, and you mukhif to bring Musafim. And you have an option to bring whichever you want. So he would have said, any person is right line with it. First bring the Musafim, and bring Talmud Shal Ben Abban last. But Taita says, that makes it together. In the end, if you brought it in the Talmud Shal Ben Abban, and you stuck, and you didn't bring the 11 Musafim, so did he ever, you bring the Musafim? Chazan says, no. If that were the din, so why would the Chachamim say, Todim Shein, Todim, Todim, Kaidim, that you bring, that first you daven Mincha, and then you daven Musa? And if the Tzilas are supposed to be connected to Korbanah, so shouldn't you arrange your Tzilas in the same way the Korbanah would have been arranged in the Beit HaMikdash? Because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says, well, Chachid, you have to daven Shachar before Musa, because in the Beit HaMikdash, you brought the daven Shachar before the Musa. And then the Machab and the Ramah was supposed to write, but what if in the Yedder, it happens every Shabbat, what if in the Yedder, somebody comes in late, and the Shul is davening Musa, or he comes in the middle of Kriya Satere, and he listens to the Kriya Satere, davening Musa, and then he realizes later, he forgot to daven Shachar. So may he daven Shachar if he has the Musa? The Machab and the Ramah say, yeah, they both say that in the Yedder, he may daven Shachar if he has the Musa, because they both say the same reason. Because in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Yedder, if you were bringing the Talmud Shal Shachar after the Musafim, it would be good. That the Seder is not the Afir. Mechatzkin, you have to bring Talmud Shal Shachar first, Talmud Shal Ben Abban last. But the Yevet, if you brought before Talmud Shal Shachar, but the Yevet, if you brought after Talmud Shal Ben Abban, but the Yevet, the Kabbonis would be good. You see, in the Shulchan Aruch at all, the Dinam of the Davening is supposed to be patterned after the Kabbonis in the Beit HaMikdash. So how come the Chachamim say, Tadav Hashem, Tadav Tadav Kodim, that you daven first, Musa, Minche, and then you daven Musa, but in the Beit HaMikdash you wouldn't do that. So he says, that's from Dan, and the Beit HaMikdash you would do that. That's what the Chazanish says. He's in the Gemara, and the Beit HaMikdash Gufa you would do that. Why? But every day they didn't do that. What do you do every day?
Hmm?
Not chase, that was the other. If they would have not, if the Ada would have come earlier, they would have brought themselves in the morning. They always brought themselves late in the morning. But what happens, let's say, if the Adam came in the morning and they just didn't get around to bringing neither the Lusophon nor the Thomas of Ben Abayim till late in the afternoon. And they have a bear, and they want to do both. They have a bear of doing Musa first and Thomas of Ben Abayim first. And the Hanani says, based on our Gemara, the Chachamim sheet in the dry to reflect what the din would have been in the Beis HaMikdash. They would bring first the Tom Shul Ben Abayim and then bring them the Sof and based on Tom Shul Ben Abayim. I bet every day of the year that's not what they did. Every day they would bring the Tom Shul Ben Abayim there. The family he holds not. That's because you're not pleased to bring all the other things in Mishul. That's the Rishus. So that's the din. That's if you bring all the Kaparas and Rishus in the middle of the day, he's Tepach. He's Mechiva Chafetz and he was Mishnadir in Oilan, he was Mishnadir in Shlomim, he's Mechiva Kozim Nosham, whatever, they did all day long. But on a day that the Yom is Mechayis too, the Yom is Mechayim Musaf and the Yom is Mechayis Tom Shul Ben Abayim, so he says that's the din of the Chacham, that you say Tom Shul Ben Abayim, that's what he claims in his Gemara, you Mechayis to bring first the Tom Shul Ben Abayim, and then the Kol Musaf is going to finish. On a normal Rosh Chodesh, normal Shabbat, you know, you bring the Musaf in the morning. But if there's a delay, they'll be late. Wait till the afternoon when it's already dismantled for Thomas Shul Ben Abayim. He says, then you bring the Thomas Shul Ben Abayim first, and then bring the Musaf. The decree is.
And you bring two.
That means a tefillah.
You bring two missiles in a day. You bring it all tonight. You say this is the last one of the day. Buying them from Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, that's what other Rishonim answer. Other Rishonim answer like that. But on any day that the Desmond saw the Nekar not to be Rosh Chodesh, so they must have brought 11 kavanas a la tonight. If it turns out today's Rosh Chodesh, they should be the oil of the Chatos. And if it turns out that not, they should be the Nechot. So the details don't should be known. How can you bring a carbon that may turn out to be a chatos, may not turn out to be a chatos? Chatos is because of that, and it's a mitzvah, and it's just four drinkers. And if it's not a chatos, then all the other carbonates is lamata, and it's a mitzvah. You want it to be an oilish nadavah, it's a lamata, and it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's not four drinkers. It's just the fact that it's
called Thomas, it's called Thomas, and you become one of the mitzvahs.
How are we supposed to do? And what happens if we ever, for what it is, the first one was operated on, and he came half an hour later and he got it done. Why should we deny him the right?
If what happened? If what happened?
In this half an hour, whatever the time is. Why a person was on the subway, somebody that didn't care. It's just the same thing laying down in later or being denied to die, and then somebody was honest.
Not exactly. We're going to have to go through the details. We're going to have to discuss it. We're going to have to get to this money. Okay. But we didn't finish the Gemara yet. We're going to have to do Halacha Maisha. There's a Mishnah Brura about that. What's the deal of Eden? We'll learn it here. Okay. So now, so the first, let's get back again. What are we trying to figure out? So Judah has in the Mishnah Brura, they have three Zmanim that are different from the Chachamim. The Sosman Shachris is earlier. It's only up until Dalet Shoyer. The Sosman Musaf is earlier. It's not coming up only until Zayin Shoyer. And the Sosman Musaf is only up until Flag HaMincha. We're not sure the language that Yehuda uses when he speaks. How he's talking, we're going to figure out in a few minutes. But before we figure out how he's talking, what did he say? What did Yehuda say? So we're not sure when he says he can only Dalet Shachris till Dalet Shoyer, he needs to live until 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. To the beginning of Dalet Shoyer, to the end. So the Gemara says, well, we bring a right on Musaf. By Musaf, he says, till Zion Shores. So it doesn't mean till the beginning of Zion Shores, till 12 o'clock. It can't be. Because there's a right to that quote from Machlekes of Yudah and Chachamim. What is it what if it's both the Zman of Mushkas and the Zman of Mincha? How can it be the Zman of Mushkas and the Zman of Mincha? Which one do you daven first? The Tzaddik says you daven first Mushkas, then you daven Mincha, the Chacham says daven Mincha, then daven Mushkas. Obviously he means you can't daven Mincha before 12:30. And Rav Yehuda holds you can't daven Mushkas after Zion Shoah. So what does Zion Shoah mean? 12 o'clock. If it is 12 o'clock, the beginning of the Zion Shoah, so it's impossible. You have to finish davening Mushkas by 12. You can't begin to daven Mincha until 12:30. But in a half an hour gap in between, you never have an overlap. The Mishnah is known that the two overlap. So the Achreiach, you have to say, when Rav Yehuda says he can only daven Mushkas until Zion Shoah, until the end of Zion Shoah. Till the end of Zion Shoah, it means till 1 o'clock. So in between 12:30 and 1 o'clock is the Zman of Mincha and the Zman of Mushkas. And that's what it's a machlokes of Yehuda Nachacham. It's in between 12:30 and 1. Does he daven Mincha first, or does he daven Musa first? That's it. So it's obvious from that right to the Feirish, there's no two ways about it. The Rav Yehuda says, Ad Zayin Shoyz, by Musa, is Ad Yadavah. To the end of the Zayin Shoyz. So that should shed light on the Shacharit story. The Shacharit is Ad Yadavah, he can daven Shacharit in Tenefah. So then we're stuck again right there with the Mincha. Yehuda says you can daven Mincha until, Laga Mincha, until means up until and including. Up until and including, it says till the end of the Shia. Up until the Buddha, until the end of the year. So whichever way it goes, like Mish, the Gemara answer is no, the Gemara answer what Zeus says. Slaga Mincha doesn't mean till the end of the second Slaga Mincha. Slaga Mincha means till the end of the first Slaga Mincha. Why? Because Slaga Mincha doesn't mean half. Half. There's Mincha Gedayla, Mincha Ksana, 2.5 hours before the end of the day. And Slaga Mincha means 1.25 hour, half of that. Slaga Mincha means like you said, when the first half of the Mincha Ksana is switching its ends, and the second half of Mincha Ktana is beginning. That's what it means, Plaga Mincha. It means Ad, Biyad, Dichlal, up until that switching point, until that turning point. That's what Plaga Mincha means. Sure, everything, Yishal, Matel, Miyad, Bishal, everything is good. There are beauty in all three, it's consistently using the same language. Ad, Biyad, Dichlal, so the Sozman, Tfil on the Red Unit, Sozman, Shachat, Red Unit, is 10 o'clock. Sozman, Mincha, Red Unit, is 1 o'clock. And the Sozman, Mincha, still, we know what it means. Still, Plaga Mincha means still 1.25 hours before the end of the day. And the word Plaga Mincha means till the end of the first year, till the end of the Plaga Mincha. That's what the Gemara is. That's the Gemara. Yeah, but Bishwai Nadi. If you say that you can not move up until and including, till 1 o'clock, I don't know how to say that's how it's possible to have a bride in the book. I'm a shayla. I'm a shayla. I didn't between 12:30 and 1, and he didn't have Mincha, he didn't have Mincha, he wants to have both now. He wants to go later than Mincha, he wants to have Mincha now, it's not shayla. If he wants to have both now, how should he arrange the two? Then it's Michael, but if you're going to say, what terminology is he using? That's not, you can't sell through any other case and call it a cool, it doesn't apply. The Gemara has a shayla when the dash is stuck in the chumash. It says the new tzvua that grows in Eretz Yisrael or chutzlach is chadash. You're not permitted to use to eat wheat, barley, oats, rice, stuff. You're not allowed to eat until you bring the carbon right. So it says, you bring the carbon item on the first day of the Pesach. So the Zman Shev is HaMikdash HaYakayam, so you bring the carbon item Ad HaVeyach HaMetayim HaTnufa. The Zman Shev is HaMikdash Kayam, so the Gemara says, Ad Etzem HaYam HaZeh, Ad Yitzum HaShoyam. Just wait till the day comes, and then you can eat the Tzvuach HaDosh. So the Gemara says in the Nochus HaShayla, the Gemara Sukkah, the Gemara Nochus HaTnufa, what does it mean? Ad Etzem HaYam HaZeh, does it mean Ad Yad Bechla, until the end of the day? You have to wait till the Zman HaMikdash, you should bring the carbon Haimer in the morning, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So as soon as they bring the carbon Haimer, by 12 o'clock, for sure, the Mishnah says. By 12 o'clock, the Yerushalayim time, on the first day of Halamad Pesach, for sure, they have already brought the carbon Haimer. And if you know that they brought it before, you can eat the carbon before. The Zman Shemen HaMikdash Kayah, the Hatzai doesn't play a role. So either you say, Ad Esem Hayam is a name, Ad Zvoy Adzachlav, till the crack is born till the beginning of the day. Or it means Ad Yadzachlav till the end of the day. But that's a shayla, that's not just a shayla, that's a shayla when the Torah says the word Ad, what does it mean? Ad Yadzachlav, Ad Zvoy Adzachlav. Because that whenever it says in Chumash the word Ad, you can clear it. That's going to be an even shayla in every case. When you're talking about Tanoim, Loshem Tzal B'chut V'Loshem Chachanim B'chut, when you're talking about what did Rav Yehuda say, what did Rav Yehuda mean? This has no shaykhis with that machlek, it's not annoying by korbani, by the chodosh, the zman shein beit hamikdash kayam, where they talk to kavalei or not. There's no shaykhis, but Rav Yehuda spoke, what language did he mean? And just because Rav Yehuda speaks one way, it doesn't mean the other chachamim here, the Gemara on the left-hand side, They tell you, Abdi, Abdi, Chalala, Nasa, Vishtel, to all the Gemaras, Sukkim, Menachas, and Menachas, and Mechel. Some of those Sukkim, Menachas, those are the Gemaras about the Korban Ha'ayna, about the Chodesh, Yisman, and there. That's a Shaila, Darshim, and Patrick, what is it? In here, it's a different Shaila. What language, what style that Yudah speak in? And if a Yudah speaks one way, doesn't mean Rav Lezeb shouldn't speak that way. Doesn't mean Rav Gamliel speaks that way. Every Tana speaks his own way. But Rav Yudah says three things, because the Gemara assumes that all the three he's using the same style of speech. But it doesn't necessarily have to do with the Dinam and the Chumash. He's consistent when he says,
yeah.
No, he says till 10 o'clock. I was right.
Until the beginning.
That was the shot that they suggested. They didn't like that shot. That was the suggestion that I belay out this one. Anyone said no? Then you see that it's not correct. The Gemara proves that it's not correct. It's not, there is no such halacha as mikta. There is a thing, mikta sayon kikula. There's a thing like that. Mikta sayon kikula. By Avelis and by Nazir and by Zaba like that. You have even like by Chayram, you have a little like that. Somebody once mentioned to Rav Soloveitchik about this, that they read in a sefer somewhere, and remember about Chaim Soloveitchik, that when he said you have to wait 6 hours after you have Leitchik, before you have Milchik, that you only have to wait till the beginning of the 6th hour, that's what they call it, the Shem of Chaim. You have to wait till the beginning of the 6th hour, you have to wait till the full 6 hours. So Rav Soloveitchik said he never heard of it, but he said, if anyone holds like that, it's not that students have said over it when we were learning the other day, he said, because Rav Chaim held that witness of Ashok Kukul. Rav Soloveitchik got very angry. He said he never heard that Rav Chaim held like that. He said it wouldn't be based on Mikta Shakkula. It is not such Kula, Mikta Shakkula. He said it's based on a different Cheshvin. That the Gemara says that you have to wait. So it's a minik, it's not a din. You have to wait between Fleshik and Milchik 6 hours. It's a minik that's mentioned in the Gemara. To wait 1 hour, state and Achrayim, that's a din. That says in the Zohar that you have to wait 1 hour. The big thing is, of course, that's a. But to wait the additional 5 hours after the first 1 hour, that's only a minik. That's Achrayim have a Kula. But if a person has fleshes and has that milchik, he's sick or something, has a condition, has ulcers or something, if he's a choylet, only a bit of a bonon, if he's a choylet, shame is a kone, if he's really a choylet, he doesn't take the milchik, he's not going to feel well. He's going to have aches and pains and terrible. Then we may call that he's allowed to have the milk even within the first hour. But if he's not a choylet, shame is a kone, then we're not makel in the first hour, but if he has a mikvah call, he would be nekel in the next 5 hours. Because waiting a full 6 hours, the extra 5 hours over the first hour, that's only a minute. So to violate a minute, he doesn't have to be such a chayla, it doesn't have to be a chayla shem yishachar. Even if it's a body with a mechish dalma, he can also be nekel. So Rav Soloveitchik said, where does that come from to wait the full 6 hours? So that's based on the Gemara, that one of the Amoraim says that my father was more mezakhtik than I am. My father, when he would have fleshik, he would wait for milk until the next day, 24 hours. But I'm not Madrigal, so it's not Shadow of the other. It's honest. If I was not my like my father, so that's what the Bali Musa points out to me. Wait, so what's going to wait? It means that sometimes the person is not Madrigal, the person is a Kukha Tumba, but he should accept the bond for certain Kumba. If he tells you what Madrigal you want, you're a Shemaim. Another area, if the person is not known as such a Bali Madrigal, so it'll be totally out of context that he should observe his father's kumar to wait 24 hours. He said, I'm not such a madrege, I just wait for one meal to the other. What do you mean from one meal to the other? So the Rambam says, kimo shei shor. That's the Rambam. But that's not what I mean, kimo shei shor. It doesn't say 6 hours, kimo is approximately. So I said, wait, you say, what does it mean? So he said, the seller means like this, that lunch between 12 and 1, some of that supper between 6 and 7, but between 12 and 1, so if you finish your flesh, you said 5 to 1. Then you start to milk it supper 5 after 6. That's a little over 5 hours. But that's where it comes from. So a little over 5 hours doesn't mean that you mix if I show up to cool. When the Gemara says, from one Suda to the next Suda, that was his run. A little bit into the beginning of the 6th hour, 5 and a half hours, something like that. But there is no such cloud. And Allah, there is no cloud. If there the would be a din. It depends on a show. So there is no din of mix if I show up to cool. A minute? Okay. Okay. Like we have, Mikra then is giving 1 hour in the Rabbanan. 1 hour in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan only bought because they cook together. The Rabbanan, the Zaya says, Shaita Chodan, 1 hour, So they're not one, they're one hour, okay. But the Gemara says from one Suda to the next. Maybe they have the Naram and the Jagav that I'm reading. Just like he said, the Naram and the Jagav is God. The Naram and the Jagav is the Amor.
Suda is the eighth
moral.
The eighth
different Suda. Could be, yeah.
There may
be different Suda. Yeah, they're not Bali and the Jagav. So is that Saba that they did?
Okay,
another one, so Nigma. What do we learn out of history? Nigma, that's the part. It's more than that in Zava. It says that in Zava, Zava Ktano, let's say, Zava Ktano, has to have the Vedic one day, and then she can be table in the morning. Zava Ktano has to wait, make the Nika 7 days, and then she's table the morning. It says, Zava Ktano, the Amin, the Acha Tita. The Nigma says, what do you mean, the Acha Tita? The Gemara says, Acha Maita Tita. Once she does the Bedika, the seventh day in the morning, when I tell her she can table in the morning, based on this saying Sukkot. The Acha means the Acha Maita Tita, after she does the Bedika. And that perfect by Zava is the marker for Abelis, and the marker for Nazir, and the marker for Cherem. But even every place that you say this saying Sukkot, it's still based by Chasim Hashayim, Chasim Hashayim, Chasim Hashayim, maybe on the morning of the seventh day, you're ready to say Mikdem Sukkot, the Beer and Acharim. So the Gemara just ascertained that Rabbi Yudin, when he says Ah, the beginning is Manai, is not the Yatrachal concluded. Yeah. It's a different discussion. Yeah, that's not based on any scripture. That's based on how, when the Torah says how old the behemoths are today, what does that mean? It's also a different thing. It has nothing to do with this part of the Mishnah and Tikkun. So again, so the Gemara says that from this bright you see clearly. But if he going to say that the Khalva of Yud is speaking, the usage of the language that he says is he doesn't up until not including the how is it possible to have a man of the day that he has to dab mincha and musa to declare which comes first? Came not you will show mincha. If the man is not to dab mincha, then it's at least 12:30. It's already his also show musa from the ready way after the man of musa. Musa is over 12:00. If an hour does, it's not a Musa result. Obviously, it means he can dab Musa up until 1 o'clock, and after 12:30, even between 12:30 and 1, he's the Machlech of Yud and Nechachamim, which he's down first. Check the Gemara. Elamai! So what did he just prove? I'm going to take a look at the Blight. What have you to speak?
The Blight of Shiver, Kasha Reisha.
So, my Yikat Eir Abiyud Rabban, we just said before, Ad Plaga Mincha. You can only dab Mincha till Plaga Mincha. That means Ad Liyad Bechlau. He's still the end of Plaga Mincha. It's the same thing till the end of the day. So it's Shkir, so it says, and with the Gemara, hey, he's Dabris. Why did he think the high Plaga Mincha, Plaga Chayna Kramar, Mincha Ketano is 2.5 hours. Plaga Mincha is 1.25 hours. So you made a mistake. You thought that the word Plaga Mincha means the last 1.25 hours. No! Plaga Rishayna comes the first 1.25 hours. Plaga Kramar. And it's nothing. Plaga Rishayna, Vahayo, Plaga Chayna. You can dab mincha up until that nekuda, that point in time. The Gemara sort of changes now.
Yeah.
First, the Gemara, one line that we just read sounds like Plaga Mincha means the first 1.25 hours. Now the Gemara is changing like he suggested before, like Rabbi Ketanik said. Plaga Mincha means a moment in time.
Yeah.
When you switch, that moment in time is called Plaga. Like I say, means a moment in time. The Plaga Mincha doesn't mean a solid block of time, 1.25 hours. It means that moment when you're switching. Either way, the kasha will be arose. If you say, Plaga Mincha means up until the end of the first 1.25 hours, or Plaga Mincha means a moment in time, until that moment in time, not the other clock, until that moment in time. Okay, come on. This is what I mean to them to say. They must not be Plaga Mincha. Well, Plaga Kaino. Enough, you know, show us closer to the when it's 1.25 hours before the end of the day. So finally, we finally take it up shot in a view. We know that a view is there, you can down shot up until 10 o'clock. You can dab Musaf up until 1 o'clock, and you can only dab Mincha up until, and not including the last 1.25 hours of it. Parsing.
The Shaila is, this Machlekes HaTanaim that we had before, when it's in between 12:30 and 1, and you're interested in talking and davening both. Let's say on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we have no,
Ada, let's say, on a regular, let's say, Simchat Torah. There, everything without kofes and everything, and now it's time to daven mincha and a lot of shul. It's like a late, it's time to daven mincha and to daven mincha. So we're not interested in davening mincha. We just want to daven mincha, and we want to go home and eat and relax, and then come home later and daven mincha. So if you're not interested in davening both, the whole machlech is gained mishnah. The whole machlech is. The pashtus, the other time you have a machlech is, if you're interested in doing both mincha. But let's say on Yom Kippur, we have nothing else to do. We're going to stay in shul all day long. Either we're going to daven Musa first and then Mincha later and then Mila, or we're going to daven first Mincha and then Musa and then Mila. We're not going to go home and have a break or anything. So that's the Shaila. What do you do on Yom Kippur? What do you do on Yom Kippur if it's Taka to do? On Yom Kippur if it's 12:30? Let's say after the summer, still daylight saving, a lot of shabbos is 1:30, a lot of times at least 1:30, and you can either daven musaf or daven mincha. It does pack up like la rocha. That's the din of shabbos. That you first daven mincha and then daven musaf. Rabbis, Rabbis think that the rabbi is crazy. How do you guys think about that? So that's what the rishonim on the daf quotes a group of rishonim says that Nedra Mamun, that's only the yichidus when a person is davening the yichidus. But if you're davening in shul, like on Yom Kippur, you're going to go to the rabbi, he's going to tell us all about the first thing about Mishnah, and about Musa, they're going to think that he's crazy, they're going to think, not that he's crazy, they're going to think he's crazy. No, they're going to think they're going to learn wrong, they're going to think that all year long that's what they have to do. All year long you have to daven Musa. All year long is to have Musa, all year long you daven Musa in the morning, then Musa in the afternoon. So whenever it's perceived too much to explain, but then you don't today that. But then you daven first Musa, and then you daven Musa later. That's the way it's generally assumed, like that's a shame. But it does say in Shulchan Aruch that if the Rav in the shul sees that it's getting late and Yom Kippur and he's going to get involved in this machlokes and rishonim, then he should tell him to cut out the hidden behind him in Ma'at, he should cut out the Bishadev, cut out the Beans and whatever. He gets a little clear that there, so they have to leave something out to make sure that they got, that they begin to daven, once they begin to daven Musaf before 12:30, so then Avadi is finished the Chazarat HaShat to Musaf. You know, let's say we daven the Shtim Shmon Esher Musaf and now it's 12:30. So now you have a brain where either you daven Mincha or you daven Chazarat HaShat to Musaf. Avadi make Chazarat HaShat to Musaf because you daven Musaf. So you finish up, but hey, you began, you're ready, you're ready to get the middle of Musa. But you should at least see to it, the Rav and the Shul should see to it, that they at least begin to daven Musa before this man, before 12:30, before this man of Musa begins. Pardon? The Gemara is talking only with that. No, it's a different thing. No, the Rishonim say it. You'll do it. If you follow this, the tzibur will come out of Kyokum. That's all they say. If you do this, this speaking, the thing should be like the Chachamim all the time. Except many Rishonim say, many of the Balei Taisa say, if you do this, the tzibur will come out of Kyokum because you'll forget them, they won't understand what's going on. So that's why you don't allow. So he says, if the Ikar Adin, that is our law, that reflects what the Din would have been in the days of Nidah. That's what he said. So why should it be an exception? Many times people plan to they want to eat first and they didn't want to daven mincha later. So usually on Rosh Hashanah you don't begin to that list of
the
Usually it doesn't have an Yom Kippur shrine. Because on Yom Kippur, we know we have to daven all day long, so people take their time.
The daven mincha, there's a difference in the court, because on the Goyim used to be mahadir on Rosh Hashanah, used to be machmer to daven mincha before he went home to Ish. Because the Gemara has in the first Perek of Shabbos that you're not permitted to eat the meal before you daven mincha. So how do we eat lunch? Let's say, how do you eat lunch at 12 o'clock? And you didn't daven mincha yet, you're going to daven mincha after 6 o'clock. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it depends how big a meal it is. If you're at a chasen, you're at a bar mitzvah, big function, and it's going to be a Siddur G'dayla, then you're not allowed to eat a Siddur G'dayla, even though it's only mincha G'dayla. Even though it's only 12:30, and it's only mincha G'dayla, and you have plenty of time, 12:30 to 6:10, you have a lot of time, you're not permitted to start a Siddur G'dayla during the time of Mincha Gdol. If you're just having a Siddur fish sandwich, that you can have the Mincha Gdol. If it's Mincha Gdol already, let's say you come home and it's 5:30. So now it's the Mala Mincha Gdol. And so the last 2.5 hours of the Mincha Gdol, then it's not going to be having even a Siddur Gdol. You're not allowed to even have a tuna fish sandwich then, even a Siddur Gdol as well. Unless you have a mini kavua, that's a different shahmat. There are heads that you have a mini kavua that you're not afraid. So that's the third of Machlokes Achronim. So the Chayyadim quote to the name of the Zohar Goyen that the Chayyadim was Machner, that Suda Shabbos the Yomtis, Suda Yomtis usually is like a Suda Gdol. For a lot of people it is like that. Especially in Rosh Hashanah, you have a big meal. So if it's a big meal, even though it's early in the afternoon, let's say it's only 1:30 in the afternoon on Rosh Hashanah. But still, if you start, the Suda Rosh Hashanah is going to take an hour and a half. If you have guests, though, it's going to take a long time. The Suda Gdayla, unless you offer the kula of the Minya Kavua. That's a shayla when you offer that kula. The Magen Avraham quotes that kula from the Be'er Sheva. And there you have a Minya Kavua, the role of the Zimim Dari Flag. And the question is whether that's a good kula or not. The Be'er Sheva doesn't like that kula. The Be'er Sheva has a list, the Be'er Sheva is a Talmud of the Islam. So you have a list of all of the coolers that the gel fits that he doesn't like. I think it's called Etrin Gera. And it's funny and hugging that people are making on that he doesn't like. So that's one of them. They say the gel is not that if you have a Minyan Kavua, so you're not eat before. There's going to be questions of validity of that. Who says that you're going to remember? You may continue eating if you get the job by the Minyan Kavua. The gel in that cooler is good. So that's what the Goyim was like that cooler. And Rosh Hashanah, he was daven mincha before he went home to eat. As soon as Rosh Hashanah, to be chayshish for this story. But maybe the Suda Rosh Hashanah is the Suda Gdayva, and then after the Suda Gdayva, even during his mind, mincha Gdayva. But he daven mincha because the whole time.
He
daven mincha because he daven mincha before 12:30, way before. So the word that they didn't get involved is Hashanah.
Shabbos
is the same thing. That's the shadow of the Suda Shabbos. Don't tell
them how Shabbos have to
be. What by Mincha? Even if you start eating on Shabbos late, you start eating at 12:30. The shadow of the Suda Shabbos, also Suda Shabbos, I think the Hayyadim only says it on Suda Shabbos. The Suda Shabbos is long. It depends how elaborate, how many guests you have, and how elaborate the meal is on Shabbos.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, Omer, Av Nachman, Av Anam, Nam Itinimno. We have a Mishnah in Adius that says the Feirish, Ad the Klal. The Yudin's opinion is that you can daven Shabbos till 10 o'clock. Not just till 9 o'clock, but 10 o'clock, till the end of Dalet Shur. What does it say in Adius? The Yudin then brought the Hayid, Masechus Adius gives. The Gemara tells later the whole story that Rabbi Gamliel was the Nazi, or the chief rabbi of the Sanhedrin. And then he was going to tell the way he got involved in Omar. Like this with the other time. Now he was a little too strict about enforcing his opinions on everybody else. And they fired him. They fired the chief rabbi and they made a new chief rabbi, Rabbi Lozman Azari. And then when they made peace, so then they made cold chief rabbi. It's not that now we have a fire chief rabbi, there were two fires, whatever it was, there were two chief rabbis. There was a Lozman Azariah and there was Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara says the day that they fired Rabbi Gamliel, everybody could breathe. Kozman, that he was a chief rabbi, he was so intolerant of other people's opinions, he wouldn't let anybody tell all the shittas that were against his liking, that were against his opinion. And the day that they fired him, he had a strict opinion about it. He had a strict opinion about who should be allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash also.
there were days that they fired him because they had more talmidim and they had more benches and there were more people learning in the yeshivas. And the day that they fired him, all the Tanaim started to say over all the deen and all the shittas and all the hanhoges from the free Gezeirah that they were afraid to say in public during his lifetime. So on that day, Mishnah Maseches Eidos. And that day, they composed all the Mishnah Eidos. Usually we assume that the word Eidos comes from the word Eidos to give Hayes. Mishnah keeps on saying, here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Hayes, he says, set over testimony. And Mishnah tells over a testimony. I heard that this is a din and that's a din. Kovman Rabbi Yomi was the chief rabbi, they were afraid to say over. After he was fired, then everybody said over. That's the way you usually say that Eidos is the Russian Eidos. Eidoyos. Other Mishnahim say that it's like Eidos, Beidonis, and Ziguris. The Gemara has in the beginning above the comma that all the karkois are divided into three categories. And the best Meitav is the Eidos, the best kind. So this is Maseches Eidos, means that this is the cream of the crop. The Gemara calls Maseches Eidos the Chirza. Why is it called Chirza? Rashi and our Gemara says, why is it called Chirza? Because it has so many interesting, fascinating things that this, in other. Rashi says, right before the white line, the left narrow line on Azab, Rashi writes, why is Eidos is called Chirza? Eidos is called Chirza, Shalach HaKoyta Medias, should be passed like all the Mishnahs that are written there. Other Mishnahs say, no, it's called the Chirza, because that's what the word Eidos means. It's not Maseches Eidos, Maseches Eidos, Eidos is Meitav, and Eidos is the plural. The Chirza means the choice, Achim Ufkor, that's the choice, that's the cream of the crop. Of course we're talking like that Mishnah. You don't have to say it like this. Rashi goes around because Rashi holds that the word is Eidos, not Eidos. But other Mishnahs say the word is Eidos. The Mishnah there quotes this time it says five things, this time it says ten things. The list of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says five things. One of the totally unrelated fish. So one of the Mishnah, the man of Mishakhtana, one of the Mishnah, Masivit Ishafi Eidechon, five different unrelated things. What is the man of Mishakhtana? The Rashi gives you the whole background. There is a din of Neon, Kiddushi Neon. When a girl is a bat mitzvah and she reaches the age of 12, then after this she becomes a bazda. So like a boy reaches bat mitzvah, becomes a bazda. A cherish out to the cotton. A cotton before bat mitzvah has the status of a bat bazda. Even if he's the dormant guy and he's a bigger genius than everybody else around, still after this, the Allah declares that before bat mitzvah, before bat mitzvah, the person is a lab bazda. Or a lab bazda. And after bat mitzvah, they become a bazda. So the Shaila is, in order to get married, you have to have das of the chosin and das of the kai. You have to have the das of both. So what happens if you only have das of the chosin? So you can't have kibush. The habit, but it says in the Talmud that a girl can get married at a very young age. So the answer is no, that's because the father is in the kabbal kibush. That's the pasuk says, and zikin asati lishazeh, Rashi goes, Satan zikin asati lishazeh, that the Torah gives the right to the father to marry off his daughter. But what happens if the father died and the daughter is a yisema? And she's a ketanah, so she cannot get married. So years ago, today, we didn't pose a problem. Which girl is interested in getting married before the age of 12? But years ago, it was a social problem, because all the girls are getting married at a very young age. She's got a fly by Nelson. She's going to be 11 years old, she'll be single. So, the father's never missed her. The mother's going to pull her hair out of that shape of her. The mother's going to turn white. The daughter is 11 years old, she has no shidduch yet. So the maid is hakonah b'rabbanan, that the mother and the brothers, imo b'yachel, the mother and the brothers, can serve din koin ha'av and marry off the daughter. Is the shayla v'shayla, what if she's a modern girl? She doesn't need the mother's brother. She wants to find her own shidduch, and she wants to march down the yard and take the din herself. So that's the machlokes in Ebenezer. Is there a takonah b'rabbanan that she can be mikabel her own kedushin? I'm not doing it. Ad kidekach, the rabbanan didn't make a takonah. Girl, 11 and a half years old. She didn't cover on condition. There's no good in the no good in the Rabbanu. The whole Takana de Rabbanu was that Ima v'yachecho can marry her wife. Ima v'yachecho, the mother, the older brothers, they can represent the father. Call the Tikkun Rabbanu can interact the Tikkun on the level of their eyes to the father can marry off the daughter. On the level of the Rabbanu, the mother and the brother can marry off. So there's a din de Rabbanu. She can get married because she's a chashash. She may be mizana because all the other girls her age are getting married. They won't get married. They ain't just 10 or 11. So they marry her off. What happens if the shidduch doesn't work out? The death time of that is the age of 11 and a half, then it's no good. Especially if the mother and the brothers didn't consult her to marry her off, and they took the care of the kiddushin, and she doesn't know who this fellow is. So she's living with a guy a couple of days, a couple of weeks, she doesn't like him. Even a couple of years, let's say they married her off the age of 9, and now she's 11 and a half. So the Gemara says, if she already reached 5 mitzvah, she already is a gedolah, even though the kiddushin was done when she was a ketanah.
and the Kedushin is only the Rabbanon, but still, once she becomes a Gedolah, it's too late to do Miyun. She needs a get. The only way to get rid of the husband is if he'll give her a get or till dark. But what happens if she's still a Ksanah, she didn't become Bat Mitzvah? But then because the whole marriage is only the Rabbanon, we assume that it's a weaker level of Kedushin. So she, all she has to do is declare in the presence of a Beis Din. The Miyun has to be done in the presence of a Beis Din. So she declares in the presence of a Beis Din, I am unhappy with the marriage. The first couple weeks, months, whatever, was going well. But now we tell her, I don't like it. Or she says, I never liked the guy. Or she says, I loved him, but for other reasons, I want to get a better shit. Whatever, it doesn't matter what the background is, whether she did like him or she didn't like him. For other reasons, whatever, she says, I don't like him anymore. I don't want to remain married with him. Because it didn't say that she breaks the Kiddushin, and there's no need for a guest, and she's open the Kiddushin, Lila Masleya. It turns out that she was never married. Hey, Mama, hey, Mama. The whole Kiddushin is only the Rabbanon, so the Chachamim says, she can break the Kiddushin, I didn't need him. Neon just means she refuses the name. She refuses to remain married with this man. Goodbye, that's it. And if they can the Kiddushin, Lila Masleya, but hey, she's permitted to marry a Kayan. She's not considered a Kiddushin. She can marry her former husband's brother. It's not considered that they're married in Israel, so she can marry her sister. It's not obvious. I'm sure that they will have been married in Israel. No, she can be a Gaila then. If they don't, she can be a Gaila. The mother says if the son gives birth to a baby, that one gives him money. Then if she gives birth to the baby, she becomes a Gaila. She becomes a Gaila. That's what
she has to have again.
Then you have to have again. Only before Bat Mitzvah. If she waited until after Bat Mitzvah, she's only an ancient fish with the Rabbanim. Even after Bat Mitzvah, she's only an ancient fish with the Rabbanim. Sometimes the issue will be converted into an issue they write with, which she'll have here with her husband after Bat Mitzvah. And if it's a popular piece of information that a Ksanosh and his contrary that Ima B'Yachel is only an ancient fish with the Rabbanim, if everybody knows that, and we all know Eila the most of the laws of the laws, and we know that they're interested in making it into a Kiddushin, they're right there, so then it will be considered a Kiddushin deal. The next time she'll be with her husband, they'll have deal together, so it'll become a Kiddushin deal. Nobody's there in the bedroom, so the people in the neighborhood know that they're living together. So that's called the Eidus Lekim Adam. But Kozman, she didn't have deal after her Bazdas, after that, since she's a Gedolah, she's a Bazdas, so she can agree to have Kiddushin deal right. But if she didn't have any deal, even after the Bat Mitzvah, it's only Kiddushin the Rabbanon. It's only Kiddushin the Rabbanon that no longer lends itself to be broken up by Zayin Miyah. And if she's before Bat Mitzvah, then it's a Kiddushin the Rabbanon that lends itself to be broken up by Zayin Miyah. It can be broken up by Zayin Miyah also. Let's say she's Chalashin and she wants to remain with her. Cannot marry a Kayan. Even though she could have done Miyun, let's say she was interested in Miyun. She was on her way to Beis Din. He beats her out, he gives it again. On her way to Beis Din. Doesn't help. Once he gave her a guess, she's a Ksana still. The Gemara says that a Ksana can be Mekabal again because the Bab, by a guess, you don't need Dr. Isha. Strictly speaking, the Bab can give a guess on Kayan. Since you don't need Dr. Isha, so get can be even given to a Ksana. That's a little baby that she doesn't understand what the get is all about. But the man is without his wife and she's a Meshuga. She's a Shaitan. She doesn't understand what Gerishin is. But so she's Alzheimer's or something like that. Senile. The woman doesn't understand what the get is. And the mother says, that's no good. Because you have to have a Shalcha to Eva Chazeret. She has to understand. She doesn't have to consent to the get, but she has to understand what it means that she's Mugureshes, that she's no longer married to this man. But if you're not there, girl, she's 11 years old, she understands what it means that she's getting divorced, and since you don't need that, at least she's going to get, because you can name a Gary's Balkan, because it's not, you can name a couple of guests, a Shaita. Shaita cannot be a couple of guests if she's a Shaita easier, but she doesn't understand what it means. You can have a person who's perfectly normal in all other areas, but if a Shaita, she thinks that she's Cleopatra, but everything else works normally. She functions very well. But she has this one, what does she do? She thinks that she's still a Patron, so sometimes she goes real crazy things. But such a Shaita is a lot by now, she can't make a Chamemka, Kiddushin she can't make. But if she can look up, because she's a Shaita. You can give up Koko also, as long as she understands what Gerishin is, so the get will be good. So there's a bit of Mia. There are two of them, Bava, quote to the Mishnah, that in the Chiyah, the Gederit, hey, there was once a Maisha Shoya, she had a man in the Saktana, sometimes the Desmond encourages the girl to do the meal. Not only is it a din that if a girl decides to do the meal, she can break up the issue. Sometimes the Rabbanim encourage her. What's the case? So the Gemara has two cases. You have the Kinegi quote. The Gemara neither says that the Gemara of the Mishnah should say Shemanimus Akhtanos. The Gemara says the Perish of Yidav Ben Bar. The Gemara says the Perish of Yidav. Yidav Abba is talking about two different cases. And the Mishnayis in the end of Yivamas, I wrote the Yidav of Neil. A couple of broken Mishnayis. There's a Shama and a few other broken Mishnayis. So the Mishnayis have this Shitas of Lazer in one case and the Shitas of Lazer, they're two different timelines. Of Lazer Ben Mokinis is of Lazer Arroz, and of Lazer is a different timeline. Of Lazer Ben Arroz is a different timeline. So the, and of Lazer Ben Chibas is an Amoyer, that's a different case. He's a Talmud of Adyechna, and of Lazer. And of Lazer Ben Yechna, that's an Amoyer. But you have this, there was a Talmud of Lazer and a Talmud of Lazer, two different cases, with the Yud and without the Yud. So each one said a different thing in the Mishnah in Yivamis, that he said, in this case, we've been encouraged to Ksana to do Neon. We would encourage the Lord to solve a problem. And Rabbi Yudah Ben Bava says, Shamati, saying over here, Shamati, Shemimad and Esakhtanos, both in the case of Rabbi Lezer and in the case of Rabbi Lezer, he has a tradition in Pasuk like both. That's what the Gemara says here in Nida, Adaf Chesed, because everything. Why should you encourage the girl to do Miyam? But Rashi explains that you get involved in a no-win situation, so whatever you're going to do, that's your presence. And the only way to solve the situation is to encourage the girl to do Miyam. So Rashi gives you a case. Rashi gives you a case. So part of the case is Miguel Aloha Bayon. He gives you the following case. Let's say there are two brothers who are married to two sisters. The brothers are permitted to marry two sisters. Now, Vila Chosin and Savoy, I think you said this. Two brothers, of course, the one says, of course, on Vila Chosin and that you shouldn't have two brothers marry two sisters, because you're about to miss the Yvonne. Because in case one of them will die, believe on him, so the other brother will have no mitzvah to do anything, no chalitza, no yidin, nothing. Because this is achesishka, it's an error problem. So there's no yidin, no chalitza. So when you marry the girl in the first place, knowing in advance that it may turn out that the brother may die, believe on him, and she won't be kukli yidin or chalitza, that's called a bitla mitzvah. So Taisa says that it's against the Gemara. So there's a law in the Mishnah, that two brothers are permitted to marry two sisters. And there were Amorai, who were two brothers who were married to two sisters. And there were people on other age, who were two brothers who were married to two sisters. And Rosh Yech and Mir Yeshiva had his two daughters married two brothers. Rosh Yeshiva and Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, and Mottel Ginsburg. You want to go over, want to serve in the Bishke Rav. He passed away many years ago, 20 years ago. So he was married to the daughter of the Rosh Yech and Yeshiva, Kasko's daughter. And his brother, Abruvim Ginsburg, married her sister. So two brothers on other times. He had two brothers, not sisters. The text says that Rabbi Yochanan is against the Gemara. It's not that the two brothers can marry sisters. So Rashi quotes over here a whole complicated case. You have two brothers married two sisters. One of them married a girl. He marched down the aisle. He had the girl there. He said, hurry up and Kodesh is because the girl was there for 12 years old. She was a Kodesh. 12 and a half. She could go 12 and a half. He has to give her in to the father. That says she's ready 12 and a half. So he gave her in to the girl. And also the money. He married a girl who was 21. So that's condition of that. So the other brother, the brother married a sister who was a Ksana, and there was no father. She was the son, but there was no father. How did he marry the girl? Only Kiddushin de Rabbanon. He gave the ring, Ima V'Yachel. He gave the ring to the mother, he gave the ring to the brothers. So it's a Kiddushin de Rabbanon. Okay, so you have two brothers married to two sisters. What happens if the brother who married the older sister died fully born? He dies leaving no children. So the surviving brother is supposed to even do Yibum Achalik. The Rabbanon, he can't do Yibum because he can't marry two sisters. And I thought he's not married to his wife. And I thought he makes Kiddushin the Rabbanon. And I thought he's not married to this young little girl. But the Rabbanon is married, so he's not allowed to do Yibum on the other one. So he has to do Chalitza. And I thought there is Yibum. But the divinity is going to do Chalitza, he's not allowed to remain married with his own wife. Because his own wife is going to be our place called the also. And a faith called the prophet is the Nisa der Abon. It's not like Achoy Tishka is the Nisa der Aisa. But the Gemara says Achoy Tishka is the prophet of all the crisis. If I want the Khalifa for a woman, I'm not allowed to marry any of her relatives. It's considered as if I was married to her and I got divorced. That's the Dinma der Abon. Achoy Tishka is the Nisa der Abon. So the minute he's going to have to do, he can't do Yibum. He can't do Yibum on his sister because he's married to two sisters. And he can't. And if he's going to do Khalifa, then his own wife is going to become Asura Allah. So he's going to have to divorce his wife and he's going to lose the other wife. So that the blood is garnished. So Ben Kovako the Ketana is going to lose her husband. We're not. Tell her sharing the Shalom Bayit over here. We're not encouraging him to get rid of his wife, whom otherwise he would live with her. No! In another day or two he's going to have to do Chalitza. Now, Terry needs Chalitza. And he can't do
Because it's after Hishta in the Dirabwana. And if you do the Chalitza, it's going to be Asriya to be named the Dirabwana. It's a big color going after. So why should we ruin the chance of the other one? To tell this young girl, look, you're gonna lose your husband anyway. If you can't, you're gonna have to lose the demon buying, so your husband will be able to marry Koch the Almana. And for sure, if he's interested in you, that's why we don't allow you. Because we don't know, maybe his intention won't be to change the mind. He might have a Mahalaj Shatamai. I'll be sure that I'll come in. Whenever you do evil, it's like a problem of Eshitach. So how do you allow Eshitach? Usually Eshitach is awesome. But if Eshitach will not commit to them, it's Mutter. That's the Machlekes HaTanai. What if he does the Yibum, not the Shemitz? He does it because she's an attractive girl, because she's wealthy, because he's good to find the Shidduch, whatever. But some other Yibum is not surely motivated because of the Mitzvah to do it. So the show holds the Yibum. So the Chacham holds the Vosses, he do a lot of Mitzvahs and not so motivated. The best thing is to be religiously purely motivated when you do all the Mitzvahs. But if you do a Mitzvah, is that pure motivation to be able to show for this? And I'm sure I hope no. If you do this Mitzvah evil, without pure motivation, why is that Mitzvah an affirmation? The blood that you touch, let them walk a Mitzvah. It's quite about that, but you have that blood manager. He says if they'll get married, it's like an Issa Kari, because he can't say Yetzer Dechalei Tetzer, because he's not doing the Yetzer Nishen Shamayim. And it could well be Korba WSF Lab Mandra. So that's the Shaila Machlekes and the Shenzim. The Gemara says that one scoop of the Tanoim Tatka like Abishol. And another scoop of they changed the Tzat to Tatka like Achachomis. It says the Tzat to Machlekes. But the Rambam, did they reverse the Tzat later or not? What's like Halacha? There's a like Halacha Maitre like Abishol. Well, that's Achachomis. So that's the Machlekes. The Chachmi Tzvorad described in Tatka like Achachomis Abishol. The wife of Allah that he permitted to, even though the Chayshid everybody that maybe he'll do evil, he shall the Shem Shemai, the boss is, he did Shemai the Shemai. Still has to go. The Shwami is he's doing it, and he knows that the Torah says, yes, and I just want to be doing the Shemit. But if he's doing it for some other purpose, the Deshalem is Shema, so that's not good. So the Chachmi Svara, that's not going to carry on with it. The Chachmi Svara is asking that you will have to do Yibum, because we don't care about the fact that his intentions are not truly motivated, it still has to go. And the Chachmi Ashkenaz is asking like Abishol, they hold that Allah is like Abishol, that's what I've been told, and the Tesis, and the Kurds, and the Kurds, and the Yivamish, that he's asking like Abishol, that if you don't do the Shem Shemai, you're not allowed to do the Yibum. So the Gemara is ever afraid that the people are not doing the Shem Shemai, so we don't allow Yibum. So this goes to the Zman HaMishnah. So the Zman HaMishnah, he's interested in doing Yibum with the other sisters interested in doing Yibum with it. So we tell the younger sister, think of it, because you're going to lose your husband. Even if he's going to do Chalitza with the older sister, you're going to have to get the Muslim. So you have nothing to gain over this. So you may as well do Yibum, but he's going to have to give you may as well do Miyun. So you'll have an opportunity to marry whomever you want. Like this, if he's going to give you a get, so you'll be forbidden to marry a kohen, you won't be allowed to marry any of his relatives. It's going to be bad for you. And you're stuck anyway. So be Mamayin and goodbye. That's the end of your marriage. And once she's Mamayin, so the husband is permitted to do evil with the other one. The Gemara says she eats Truman, the Gemara discusses how she allows, oh, it's not fair,
yeah.
The Gemara says, do we only allow her to eat Truman the Rabbanan, or do we even allow her to eat Truman the Raisa? That's the whole discussion in the Gemara. If you allow her to eat Truman the Raisa, what is it based on? Hanisa the Raisa. So the Gemara says, well, Kotzmei Chomerei was going back to the Truman of Fish. That's what the Gemara means. Kotzmei Chomerei, the cousin can eat the food, and there's no din of chinuch. Yeah, that's the whole discussion. Why is she even permitted to eat Truma the Raisa? Maybe she's not. Maybe only Truma the Rabbanan. You might eat it. Have a discussion with that.
Even if Achayo has the power to marry off his family against
her
will.
Not against her will. If she's clean, bloody murder, she doesn't want. That's the meal.
Without her,
actually,
without
her. Sure,
I think it is the
right to say I don't want it.
She has the power, even though she didn't have the power to eat Truma.
She's a lot about that, so she can't do the Kiddushin. Let it show you, she cannot be, even with the Rabbanan, she cannot be in the Kabbalah of the Rabbanan. Only even with the Asher. But then, yes, that doesn't make sense. If they're going to marry her off, they're going to tie up her hands and her feet, they're going to marry her off, why is she going to happily marry? So they said, we made a clause, we said in the Takana, that if she does Mir, Mir has been a friend to the desert. The whole of the Mishnah, there's no two or there's no three. That's it. She just goes to the desert and says she's unhappy. And that's the end of the issue. to break that lease?
She wants to marry her again. She wants to marry him again, then later on.
Wouldn't they?
Would he be able to send her away again?
Yeah, same thing.
It's like it never happened in the first place.
Right. Is it the first marriage never happened? Are you starting it? Yes, they are. You starting it?
The Rashi here in the middle of this Rashi gives you the long story from the Mishnah. You'll throw this night because this is why the tradition they're right, why the tradition I bought it. The Rashi in the middle of this story throws in a line that's not really necessary for the case. That's questionable whether we talk like that in the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra. What's the din in the following case? Achoyt and Kotzer. Rashi has a Shaira and a Shaira. Let's say I married the younger sister, only condition the Rabbanim, because she was in Saima, and I gave the condition to the mother, or to the brothers, so I married to the Rabbanim with my mother. And then my brother was married to the oldest sister, condition the Raisa, and my brother dies leaving no children, no grandchildren. So the minute I'm going to do Chalitza, I presented it to Israel. The minute I'm going to do, I can't do an Yibum because I'm married to this sister.
Yeah.
So I have no choice. I have to do Yibum or Chalitza. I have to do Chalitza. The minute I'm going to do Chalitza, I'm going to have to get divorced from my wife. So Ben Chava comes, I'm going to have to get divorced. Sure. So you encourage her to do this. So Rashi makes it even worse. Rashi makes it worse. He says, even before I'm going to do the Chalitza, I cannot live with my wife who's excited. The minute my brother dies, so the older sister is a kuka to me. And the kuka is like a marriage. The kuka is like an issue. Usually get married by giving him the same hariat and possession. Here the Torah forces this woman on me. My brother dies, leave on him, so she becomes the almana, becomes the yavama, becomes the kuka to the yavama, to the surviving brother. And the kuka, a woman who's a kuka to me, is a little bit like an issue. The Mishnah is talking about, if the yavama took a net, it cannot be made for the net. I'm not even married with her. I didn't give her a ring, nothing. My brother said, she's cook of another.
Why she's cooking? She has a
if I would be married to the sister Menasari Rosh, then there wouldn't be any zik at all. But I'm only married with the Rabban, so Menasari, she is a kuka, the older one
doesn't even give a
kuka. Another kid, yes, but that's a zik, isn't
it? There's no other brothers, because if there's another brother, who would be
the kuka? She would be the kuka to all the brothers. All the brothers. All the brothers. Only one person has to do that. At least you don't need the division of them. But the zik is for all the brothers. The Mishnah is discussed. If she took a letter, what if there are several brothers? Any one of the brothers can make her. Maybe only if there's one brother. The Chachiva, the older should do the Chalitza, but for the evidence, the younger does Chalitza is also good. But maybe even a younger brother can make her. It's a machloket
hatanai. The brother,
I should
say, the brother married with the older than one of the brothers, right?
No, there's no need for Chalitza only. If they're actually married, to do the Chalitza. So the Yavama is an Achal Tishta is an Atero. An Achal Tishta is a Chayera. So she's an Arab, but there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibam, there's no need for anything. Whenever the Yibam is in Erba, there's no zik at all. But here we're talking about a case, I'm only married to this younger sister, the Rabbana. When I tell her I'm single, so when I tell her there's a full zik to me, I have to be in the Yibam or Chalitza. So once I'm going to do the Chalitza, so my own wife, Iktana, is going to become a Chalitza. So I'm going to have to divorce. Rashi compounds the problem. Rashi says, so maybe I'll fall off. I went to do the Chalitza a couple of years. So Rashi says, no. He says, I have to do the Chalitza now. He says, I have to do the Chalitza now. A lot of women after the husband dies are not interested in remarrying. So there's a shaila. Let's say if the woman is not interested in remarrying, is there a mitzvah to do Chalitza? But their husband died. They have no children. She's 99 years old. She's not interested in remarrying here. Where's she going to find a shaykh at 99? No one's interested in marrying her. She's not interested in that. Do you say the Chalitza is a mitzvah to do Chalitza for a tikkun for the mitzvah or whatever? Or you say, no, Chalitza is only a mitzvah when she's interested in remarrying. She's not interested in remarrying. You don't have to do Chalitza. That's a big machlokes in our friend. Big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Is there a mitzvah to do Chalitza when she's not interested? But Rashi wants to come down the problem over here. Rashi says, the other brother died, the one was married to the Gedolah, to the older sister. Not only after I'm going to do Chalitza with the older sister, am I going to have to divorce my wife. Even if I'm going to stall off with the Chalitza, I'm not allowed to remain with my wife. Why? Because the minute my brother dies, so she's a kuka to me. If she's kuka to me, I'm already not allowed to live with my wife. Because my wife is Achoy Zikukasa. And Achoy Zikukasa, she has the same status as Achoy Zikukasa. So that line in Rashi, that's a big machlokes hatanai in the Yavama, whether that's true or not. That the Gemara has a machlokes. How far do you go when you say that Zika is like Ishtar? Do you say Yesh Zika or do you say Ein Zika? That's the Loshon HaGemara. What do you mean Yesh Zika? I mean, if it's Zika, then I've got the Yesh Zika. It's a different concern. It's a different Zika. Does it mean, it means like this. How strong is the Zika? Is it really? In a certain sense, it's like Ishtar. But how far do you go? Does the Halacha declare that it's considered like Ishtar? For Ishtar, it's not. If she's Mizari, she's not Chai Yisra. It's just an Yisra Malkus. We know that it's something, we know that it's not 100%. So we know it's somewhere in the middle. So the Tanayin had a machlekes. Where do you draw the line over here? How much of an ishus is it? Should I say that it's so much ishus that it's considered as if I'm married to the Yavama and I'm not allowed to live with her sister, the younger sister. I'm not allowed to live with her sister even before I'll do the chalitza because it's achayduk, because it's like achaydish, right? But you say, no, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. So this line in Rashi wanted to really give you a problem here. So Rashi says, even if you're going to store up with the chalitz, you can't remain with the younger sister because it's going to be an issa now.
So this would be like marriage,
Rashi would say, I'm not allowed to have Bia with my wife until the third brother does the Yibum. Because Kaufman, that we don't take care of the Yibum, with the Chalitza, it's going to be a Chois, the Kukosa. Once the third brother will do either the Yibum or the Chalitza, so there won't be a problem.
But you can't, we have to take the Shad.
No, let the other brother do it. Let the third brother, yeah?
Yeah.
The third brother can do it.
Those two brothers are sitting
right down. Yeah. So I'll remain with the younger sister and the other brother. We'll marry the older sister. Give her a chalitza. One or the other. Give her the yidum a chalitza.
Talk about this.
Then the yidum are different. Okay. Then the yidum are very different. What, if I'm married to the Gzaylo, the mine is an issue of their eyes. So then the Kuka is an Erev of their eyes. His mom is Achetishti. So then there's no Mishnah has their eyes. Then there's no Yibam Machavit, there's nothing at all. The whole time you have this problem is I'm married to the little one, to the young one. So the Nateri is nothing, but the Rabbanim would marry. So you have to consider the Nateri with the Rabbanim. So that's the first thing. Rabbi Ben Moshe said over, he said over, the Chiyah Degadar, the Lamb is the Manim is Haktanis. In this case, and in another case, the dinner that the Bezdin encourages the girl to do the miyun to solve the problem. The next thing that is, Masima Tishal Piedecha, the din is that the dog should be able to have to say whether a woman is married or not married, you have to have two kosher aidens. So it's like Momenus and the Koshers, you need two kosher aidens. Hey, that's them be students. That's the students to say kosher, trade, something like that. But to say on Momenus and the Koshers, you need two aidens. And who are denied to say on dog should be able? So she never has to say whether the woman is married or an issue. What if the woman is married to you and the husband is missing? We know that when he's alive or dead, comes an Erech and he says that made bar. So if an Erech is believed or not, then a third Erech is not Baglet. Erech is not believed to say made bar. So the Tanayim said a Takana de Rabbanon, very shver, it's in the Takana de Rabbanon, that Erech is believed to say made bar. But there was a big machlokes for a couple of derech whether this is so or not. Is it such a Takana de Rabbanon or not? So it says that one door they pass him Erech, it is Baglet, next door they pass him. Now Baglet, so finally one, the Mishnah describes in the end of the Bamish that the people was in prison, and the Talmidim asked the Shabbos through the window, and one of the Shabbos was about Erechot, and he says the Talmidim, they said over, they heard from Erechot in prison, Erechot is not like, Masimah Seisha, that's one of the dinim. Masimah Seisha al-Pi Erechot, and that was the clincher, that was this, and that Talmidim, that was accepted, that's Talmidim, that Erechot is never. And it's a big discussion, and Rishon, a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch, what is it based on? Big discussion, and Rishon, who ever heard of such a thing? Yeshkach, Yahweh, Hamlach, Zabon, I tell the Kumi, that's day. If according to the Din HaTorah, the woman is still an Eved Shish, how can the Chacham be Mekel to make a Din HaTorah? The Chacham only will empower to be Machner. Make the argument of HaFosef that the Mekel Sheva HaFosef, they tell us not to blow Sheikh and HaShanah Shechol Yisrael Shabbat, not to Sheikh HaLubah, to unstuck his fault on the Shabbat. So to tell us, do we allow an Eved Shish to be married? I can ask such a thing for the Gemara of that question.
But the question, what did the Gemara answer? Because it says one pshat, Rashi has a pshat, and the Yeshua has a new pshat. The Yeshua discovered it, they discovered a new pshat. Everybody has a different halach. So Tikkun HaKinim is a never end, it's a big discussion. But the Gemara in Yenayim, Allah HaMayt, it didn't say that, but it's never. The Shaila what comes up a lot in Nebuchadnezzar's story, and have people killed in the other. A lot of times there's only one Eid Echad who can say over it. The Shaila, what if Eid Echad is not true? The other guy in the army is not religious, but he's not a liar. He's not true, he's been other Malachim, but the Ramachaveri is not going to tell any lie. There's a big deal in Shulchan Aruch. He's not like them, the lie is, that's the longest sin in Shulchan Aruch. The longest sin in the whole Shulchan Aruch is sin in Yitzchak and Nebuchadnezzar, the history of the Jewish people. All the details of on Hetzer Rabbim.
Isha
herself, if she knows, if she knows that he's dead, Isha herself is not allowed to say
all times we have to give
the Second World War, some of the soldiers gave it America. When they went to war, some of the soldiers gave it. This is a call that the soldiers can't give his life a death. Usually they don't give Allah Tanai today. It's complicated to keep Allah Tanai. The Taisha says, I'm not going to either get stopped, and then when the soldier would come back, he would be in the Kaddish again. Unless he's a Kain, unless he's a Kain that he can't be married or dead. If he's a Kain, maybe he gives Allah
Tanai.
The Taisha says, from the beginning of the Tzubis, it depends how you word the Tanai. It says we're going to get two bits of
content.
It depends how you word it. It depends how you word it. So the practice used to be that we get to catch a law tomorrow. And then when a soldier would come back alive, he would be married. Unless he's a Christ. Unless he's a Christ. No, Master Gushar is okay. Unless he married somebody else, then he could. As long as he didn't marry anybody else, then there's no reason Master Gushar. Unless he's a Christ. Because if he's a Christ, then he can be married. Do you have his own
thing?
Okay, so she have to give his life again? Yeah. Zella Pala gave his life again. Pala gave his life again, but they wouldn't allow two people to visit to that time. That's a high security. This guy thought, what's he going to do? He just says, well, for the night, you can't do anything. You're in St. Louis, whatever. So the government, the federal government wouldn't allow more than one person, so they couldn't have a safer with two agents, with someone who knows, and they wouldn't allow more than one person coming. The highest security, they had to go to see their guest on a telephone. They wouldn't let the wife with the slaves, they wouldn't let everybody come. They had one person, where did they use the telephone? I don't know, the Gemara says David instituted. The Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Shmuel, that David was the one who instituted. David and Shaul, they were the ones who instituted. The Gemara says, Kalayet, and Mohammed says, David, he got it from Shaul's army, I guess. That he needs to be in the Sadiqis. So these are some of the things that have been above. Said five things. He said, Masim is Rishon, Pi Eidechot, and Eidechot is Nehra. Then he told over Maitis Shahaya, that the deal is that a Shah Shaharagas Adam, same time they move us, is Mises. He gets Kila. In order to pay Kaisra, it's only if it's a Shah Mu'ad. A short time, the first three times, he still we don't pay Kaisra. But Chayat Kila is even the first three times, even a short time, he's also Chayat Kila. So you shouldn't think that it's only by a Shahir. What if it's a chicken? It comes over, Shahir is loved up. Our Tarnagol, she is called Yushalayim al Shaharagas on Nefesh. The Tarnagol, the chicken, once killed a person. How can a chicken kill a person? He said a little baby chicken pecked on his head, and somebody killed a little baby. So they gave stila to the chicken. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Baba Kamala, when it says, whenever it says shor the chumash, his left off, shor it applies to any day, machai the earth, applies to any animal. But it's a din by Shabbos also. By Shabbos, not because it's a din of Shvitim, it's a hemp on the earth, it's a din, but you're not allowed to let your baby do malacha, so you're not allowed to let your chicken do malacha either. If he squeezed out wine from the grapes, so the Gemara says you can make kiddush on such wine and grapes, so you can't use it for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach. Nisach hayayin for yayin to keep it is no good. Because it has to be shecha. It has to be strong. So how fermented does it have to be? So he says, if it's 40 days old, then it's okay. It means 40 days old, but you didn't put in any chemicals to prevent it from fermenting. Yes, that's what they have grape juice that's more than 40 days old. You have a bottle of grape juice, it could be a few days old.
a few months old, but they put in chemicals and they cook it, so they prevented from fermenting later on. So that would not be acceptable or that would be cooked anyway. Anyway, it's no good for the new set. Even if it wouldn't be a wushel, if they put in chemicals to prevent it from fermenting, so then it's no good. That's a shame. Maybe the wine, maybe the grape juice that we have, because it can never ferment, maybe it's stuck in that bakery. I love it. Right, the end of stuff, and actually she says that Yain Mavushal, you don't take out that on for different reasons. Because whenever you have, let's say a person eats an orange, you take out the orange. But if he cooks the orange, who cooks oranges? Since it's mudner, if he cooks potatoes, you take out that on, that's normal. If you cook an orange, it tastes better raw than cooked in America. Many of us are eat raw oranges. If you cook an orange, it doesn't taste as good. So the Gemara says in Brachas, that's called the Shtani Megrusa, that's a Shinui, and it makes it the inferior quality, it tastes it better when it was raw, so it's considered a Shinui, it's a different chapter, and you no longer have the Bracha brought to you, right? And it's like a synthetic food that you say Shahab. That's a foodie, whatever. A synthetic food you say Shahab. So Rashi Shita is that if you cook, they say Mamba Bashi, because if you cook wine, it's not as good as it was when it was raw, before it was cooked. So Rashi says, all cooked wine is Shahab, because it's the Shtani Megrusa, it's Panam Kadosh is Borokan, and you only say Shahab on the Ugrim. Okay, this is that we don't talk to him. Just a Machwek is Rashi says. So that's the Shaila, true, Yai, in the Lushan we say, but the Abrafen, yeah, but maybe that's only if it already fermented, or if it didn't cook it so much, in the Shaila it should still ferment. I don't know if that's possible. But let's say that our grape juice, they cook it before it ferments, and they treat it in such a way that it's never going to ferment. So that's the Shaila, maybe that's not called Yai. Maybe the only time wine is called Yayin, that you can use it for Kiddush or whatever, but that's what it is. When I drink it, when it goes to my belly, it's not going to turn into water. It's good, sorry, it's all over. But maybe the only time it has the status of Yayin is, it's in the state that it is now. When I'm drinking it, it has the ability to turn into wine. It couldn't be that it be fermented. That's the big shine. That's the big shine. It's the Rafenkin years ago. It was a big machlekes in America. It was during the Prohibition of the year, when it was forbidden to make your own wine. So the Jews were making wine for religious purposes. They were making for Kiddush and Abdullah. So there was a professor at the Jewish Theological Seminary who complained about the Orthodox rabbis that they were violating the Dinah Machus for no good reason. They can just as well make Kiddush and Abdullah all the great Jews. But they were violating Dinah Machus for no good reason. There's no reason in the world why they have to make wine against Dinah Machus. So one of the big rabbis at that time, one of the literature rabbis, well, all sugar. What do you mean? Not true. Now, Loha says that you don't say Bar Tiagoth and grape juice. It's grape juice. The way they sell it, you make grape juice. And Martha, you do say Bar Tiagoth. But you're going to manufacture grape juice. You're going to sell it in the store. You're going to have to cook it and prevent it from fermenting. The way you can make it the way they make it now. But you want to be left on a China. That's no good. That's not Bar Tiagoth. That's about bank. And I like that. Many have like that. It was a big issue. But Rav Moshe Paskin of Grape Juice is against that Knesset, against Rav Moshe Paskin of Grape Juice is talking about him, but somehow he won. But he, you know, maybe he may have been outvoted at that time. Not so slow. But everybody assumes now that the Grape Juice is working out of him.
I'm
trying to wish for Mechayat
also, but Mechayat
is not giving Christmas. And after, how long is
this? Why do they cook it? Take away from the Knesset.
To prevent it from fermenting, that it shouldn't spoil. But they want to prevent it from fermenting, otherwise they would get spoiled. Or may prevent it from people can take wine. Yeah? So they can take wine, so the doctor wants grape juice, so they have to cook it and treat it in such a way that it'll never ferment. So that's the Shaila. Is that still wine? Is that the Bar Tiagoth or not?
Everybody does it.
Yeah, the main problem now is that everybody makes them.
Yeah.
So Rav Yehuda ben Bovit says over all these different ideas that he saw. He says, "Al yain ben avoy yom shen esnach rav amin zech," and the last thing, the 50 years, that's the Hanagir ben Yehenu, "Al atam v'shoshach eshkor v'dal shoy," that once it happened, this is Shaila. What is this thing that he says? "Al atam v'goshen isko v'yishmayim al shorvet on nefesh," he's saying, "I'm like the Shaila," that it once happened. What is he saying here? Allah Tama Shah Shaka, that once upon a time it happened that they brought it to Dalit Shores and might destroy Kachoya.
or he's saying over that he had a kabbalah that you're permitted to be makir the Talmud Shachar up until and including. He's saying over an abstract din that he had the kabbalah. He's saying over ma'ase shari kachor. This is a big machlokes in Rishonim. And the Mishnah 80, the Talmud Shachar says that delta ma'ase shari. That's here that the Rebbe tells you to look in the Rashi in this way, and the Taisus and the Nachis. That's the Taisus and the Rashi quote that letters that when was this ma'ase shari? That he once brought the Talmud Shachar at Dalin Shari. So this we usually think all the stories from the Baishani. So then the Drushim say, no, that was in the days of Shvanamel and the Bais Rishon. That he once, when he married Bastaroi, that he was leaving after some wild light, and one fine day, so he woke up so late, and didn't want to wake him up, and he had the keys to the Beit HaMikdash under his pillow, and on that day they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar at 9:30 in the morning. Normally they would bring the Mishnah describing the Talmud, they would bring the Talmud Shal Shachar before sunrise. Before sunrise, they would ask somebody whether it's Hayyar Panei HaMizrach every day of the year, not just on Yom Kippur, every day of the year they brought the Talmud Shachar before sunrise, very early. And on that one occasion they brought it at 9:30 in the morning. That's the big machlekes over here. That Mishnah is like Rabbi Yudah. The Gemara says, Shmamino Adi Abdechlof, and that Mishnah you see, the Rabbi Yudah says that our Mishnah can dive in the Shachar and stuff until Dalai Shah. It doesn't mean that until 9 o'clock. At 7 o'clock. Not up until and not including the fourth hour, into the fourth hour also. That's how the Gemara proves, because there it's more clear. But Rabbi Yudah, she said, our Mishnah is based on that story in the Mishnah in English. That's the Shaila. How do you know from that story, how did Rabbi Yudah figure out from that story that tradition of Shlomo HaMelech woke up late one day before the Talmud Shachar? At 9:30, if he would have woken up at a quarter to 12, he would have woken up at 12. He never slept over. Okay, so how do you see, how did Rabbi Yudah derive from that story that you can only bring the Talmud Shachar until 10 o'clock? So that's what some of the Shalim write on Mishnah days, I think they're right, even if I'm not mistaken, on the side of their regular Mishnah. He writes, not that Rabbi Yudah Bavad itself on Ma'ase Shari Kachar. Ma'ase Shari Kachar doesn't prove anything about what Allah is. Rabbi Yudah Bavad says, hey, Allah Ta'ala called that was a Ma'ase Shari. He says, I have a tradition that this is the Allah, that you can bring the Talmud Shachar up until Dalai Shah. What do you mean? Obviously, only up until Dalai Shah, and no more. If he's only telling a story, so the story doesn't prove only and not later. They always do it way before, but if it would have happened later, it would have worked later. So that's what Talmud Shachar says. He's not telling over a Ma'ase Shari. He's telling over a Kabbalah, you have a tradition of what the din is. Okay? So then the Machlokes of Yudah Rabbanan is, what is the din? Yudah says you can only bring the Talmud Shachar up until 10 o'clock, up until Dalai Shah, because Baboker, Talmud Shachar Boker, it's only called Boker until the end of Dalai Shah. And the Chacham says, call Boker until Chazor. That's the Machlokes. But if you hold that it's a Ma'ase Shari Kabbalah, so how does Rabbi Yudah bring the Rasha? But the other half of the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim said it was a Ma'ase Shari. So how does that prove anything? So that's what we discussed a few weeks ago when we started the Torah. That you have to give a different shot because the Pnei Yeshua and the other Rachamim here, what's the Machlokes by Plag HaMincha? What is it? Rabbi Yudah holds you can't bring the Talmud Shal Zayin by and have to Plag HaMincha? What did he get back from the Chumash? The Gemara never explains the word. But what's Machlokes by Mutsofim? Rabbi Yudah holds you can't bring the Talmud with us after 1 o'clock? That Taisus spoke in Rosh Hashanah that they brought the Talmud Shal Ben Arayim and then the Eidim came and they Rosh Chodesh and they brought the Musafim way late. And you could bring the Talmud Shal Ben Arayim later, you could bring the Talmud Shal Ben Arayim later also. So what's the Machlokes over there? The Lachorah would appear from two out of the three cases in the Mishnah. They argue by Shachar, by Shachris, Mincha and Musa. They argue by the three cases. They argue by Meir also. What does matter? If you hold it to start down now, they have to fight Mincha. If I'm saying, no, I only have to lie. To leave that alone, that's the function of Mincha. So what the Machlek is by Mincha and the Machlek is by Musa, the Lachorah is the following. I'll be fast to you. But you and Rabbana both agree that you can bring Talmud Shabbat and Abayim till Shkir. You can bring Musa till Shkir. But Ma'ase Shari Kachoy, they never brought the Talmud Shabbat and Abayim so late. They never brought the stuff in so late after 1 o'clock. So the Yudah Shita is that the Tzilas, the Zmanic Tzilas,
when he's talking by the Chachamim in the Chuban Kineged, it's Mariah Karbonis, when it actually was. And the Chachamim say, no, they're Misakin in Kineged, the theoretical is Man of the Karbonis. Now, if he pashtus, he can say that that's the Machlekes by Talmish by Shachar also. They both, if you're not both agree, you can bring the Talmish or Shachar to Chachar. The first half of the day is called Shachar. You can bring Talmish or Shachar to Chachar. Still has to say, but Lamaisa, did they ever bring it so late? But normally they brought Talmud Shachar before Yichud. Once in a while they didn't bring it, so something came up, cold, hot, whatever, they didn't bring it so late. Once in a while they brought it later. What was the latest that they ever, ever brought? But the Mishnah records Lamaisa Shai, the latest in the history of the world, by reason, by shame, everything. Hakabakaliko was the 10 o'clock. The latest they ever brought was 10 o'clock. So you didn't say, huh? So the Mame has Silas when he's talking to Negev, what they ever did. The latest they ever brought, nice to show you, start when he called it was. They never brought Tom Shashaka after 10 o'clock. So that's the time of Shachit. If Muhammad connected his mom, that they actually brought it before a month. They once brought it at 10 o'clock. The Rabbana say, no, this man of Shachit was instituted connected the theoretical man of the Tom Shashaka, which is really out That's what the other Rishonim hold. That's the Machlekes of Rishonim. When the Mishnah says, hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the Talmud Shal Shachar is going down just one minute. Hey, the same over here. Either tradition that this is the din, we can only bring Talmud Shal Shachar till 10 o'clock, or the same over, this is the Maitre Shachar. But Maitre Shachar doesn't prove that you can't bring later. Just proving that that's the latest that Talmud has ever brought. And still, that's Rabbi Yehuda's due place time. So then back there, you have to learn a different shot than Rabbi Yehuda.
But in the
Whether they are misakin the zman kineged the actual zman akrover, the theoretical zman that theoretically can do. But the shadow is by Shachar, by Talmud Shal Shachar, because the Gemara later sounds like it says, the Rav Yehuda said you cannot bring Talmud Shal Shachar after 10 o'clock. It's a simple reading of the Gemara. But one perhaps could be Maske can say not so based on this Mishnah. That's
it.
Some of the correct Malach Hatchila really is before 9 o'clock also, the correct Malach is about 6. Yeah, some of the Malach Hatchila is earlier,
that's
about 6, you should have enough. What's the Tzak Allah? We'll have to discuss it. The Medrash has a comment on the Tzatzik in Kohelet, which one Amela says, Amad Yechkom over here Rechoyke Bimeni. He thought that he would become wise, and he thought that it was impossible. So what do you mean he couldn't? He became such a great Chacham, he was a Chacham Nikolavi. The Medrash says that that's referring to Parah Aduma. What do you mean referring to Parah Aduma? That he tried to understand the Kavanah involved in Parah Aduma, how come it's Mitamiyat HaTaharim, and the Taharat HaTnei, it's not tied to the Sat, he couldn't understand it. So the front of the office has, the front of the office, by the Baal HaFlora, he was a Chassidish, but he was a Rav in Frankfurt for many, many years. After being a Rav for many, many years, he complained over the fact that he gave a crest that he wasn't able to say over any Torah that he heard from his Rabbein. He was the Talmud of the Mezritcha Magadeh, you know. His brother was the Rebbe Rav Shnol, Nicholson. He was the Talmud of the Mezritcha Magadeh. So every so often on the Chodesh, he has a Chassidish, which is clearly Chassidish as well. He has a very fascinating comment on Parshas Chukah from the Bar Adumah, which is rather very apropos with Manazeh, very relevant. He says, he quotes from that Kabbalah story, what was the Kavanah of Shlomo HaMelech that he married so many Shiksim?
of course, the Gemara says it isn't a guy that didn't find any Jewish girl. So you have to marry all of these nearest, what do you mean? And the state of the fair like Yaakov Anashim. Can I get that day? What was his... He must have had some question. So he says, we have in this Gemara sometimes the principle of Chatei B'Shul Shiv Nisqin. We have a rare case. We have a rare case in the Gemara that we allow a person to do an Aveira a little bit because he's going to stand to gain a lot. We don't say, Dimachal Shabbat, the next month I know. That you know how to do. But I mean, Chatei B'Shul Shiv Nisqin, and Ruchin is big, he says. And it has to be a very clear question. So Shlomo HaMelech himself, that when the Baruch Shalom did that, it is where it goes into the Chassidish language. But he quotes from the Kabbalah, he doesn't quote Chassidish itself. He certainly got it from Chassidish itself, but he quotes it from the Kabbalah itself. But my mother had the offer, when the Baruch Shalom created the world, he made his faces of Dusha all over. Not only in Eretz Yisrael, all over Chutzpah, not only in the Dvarim HaMetorah, the Dvarim HaSurim also, and Chazir and Batsu B'Chalav and all the traits of things. And he took that Dusha all over. Well, Allah and the Baal Shem Tov said, the Baal Atani quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, and he said on the Pasuk, well, Allah and Rabbi Yichiyod, and I'll call most of the Hashem Yichiyod, what does it mean? The Dvar Hashem, the Tzivay Hashem that keeps everything in existence. The Rebbe Shalom says, let metal come into existence. So that's the metal tent, not even metal, plastic, whatever. It's wood. It is metal. So the Rebbe Shalom gave the Dvar Hashem, that's not enough that it should come into existence. You have to have a continuous Tzivay Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, that it should continue to exist in the world. If you wouldn't have to continue to watch the Hashem that it should continue to exist, or if it would flop back into non-existence, it would fall back into nothingness. But that's the type that Hashem began in the Pasuk Lara, Lachem Lara, the Yichiyahodim, and you too don't think that that's the only thing that keeps you alive. And Gashmi is that's true, but our most of the Hashem that's in the food, Yichiyahodim, the Dvar Hashem that keeps the food alive, that Ruchni is you take into you and you absorb into your system. So everything in the world has a what they call the Dusha. Everything has a Dvar Hashem that wants it to continue to exist. So there is an Indian, the Gemara has such a Lashon and Tzochim, that the part of the Alter Kut and Parshas Chukas, the goal of Israel, the Rebbe Shalom sent the Jewish people into Golis for one purpose, and with the Shul Shei Teis for Alein Geirus. What does it mean? We should have contact with the Goyim and Dima Gai then. What does that mean? It means that there are these traces of Kedusha in all of mankind, all over the world, in America, in Australia, South Africa. The Rebbe Shalom wanted to send the Jews all over the world to get, to redeem these new traces of Kedusha. It means that his rear shouldn't be Levatola, that he created such a big world. It comes out that the only parts of the world that are involved in Torah mitzvahs are the Jews who do mitzvahs for their Yisrael. So what's going to be with the 99% of the world, 99% of the mankind, 99% of the mountains and the valleys and then everything and the newspapers and everything? So everything can be used for Avodas Hashem. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech Galton, he's going to do Chatei B'Shul Shiv Nisqin. He's going to go marry all these shiksas. He's going to go, just going to marry a Jewish girl. His father had 18 wives. Only marry 18 wives, so only 18 women involved in Avodas Hashem. He's going to, if I zoom the good for a little bit over here, Chatei B'Shul Shiv Nisqin. He's going to do a little bit of it out there, but it's all the Shem Shamayim. And he says, and he quotes from either Chassidish sources or Kabbalah sources, I'm not sure. The Gemara has a lesson in Yuma. Ha'ima Echtav Yashav, Echtav Yashav, Ha'ima Tzikim Yadal Ha'chuv. So you read the Parsha Shadni, the guy says, ah, let me eat the Chazer, I'll do Tshuva tomorrow, he comes through. What a kind of person I'm talking about? He's going to give him to the Yitzhar. So he has a Taish in the Gemara, and not Echtav Yashav means he wants to do the Adair of the Shem Shammai. This is Adair, to be Malad in the Yitzhar, and Ha'chushah that are involved. There are Yitzhar, Ha'chushah all over the world. He wants to make the Rebbeinu Shlom happy to get as much as possible of the Bria involved in Avodas Hashem. He wants to use trace food to give him Chiyah to be able to learn and daven later on. But the Gemara says it's very risky because he may never live so long to end up taking out a lot of tshuva. He may never live so long in order to do Chatei B'Shul Shiv Nisqin. The Rebbeinu Shlom may be unhappy about your Chesed. The Chesed is not so great. So the point of the office suggests that maybe that most of this sounds like a quotation. I don't think that this is an original pshat. He says that that was what the Gemara has a lashon in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That Shlomo HaMelech thought, "Dikeh Shlomo Liyat Kemoshe." He thought he could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? So the pasuk says that the Rebbeinu Shlom committed Moshe Rabbeinu lachovesh lachach al paro v'hoti yitzam in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a place that was full of tumas Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, I want you to go back to Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu kept on refusing for 7 days. He said, he doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to get involved in so much Mitzrayim. Rebbeinu Shlom said, I command you, you must go to Mitzrayim and you won't fall in. You will not be sucked into the Tumas Mitzrayim. But Shlomo HaMelech thought, I'm so great. I'm such a genius. I'm such an intelligent person. I stand the chance of being as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. I will do all of these averes. You're going to do six averes once in a while. And you won't get sucked in. He thought that that's the idea of paraduma. What is paraduma? The sort of paraduma like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Sometimes you have chatei, which is a disker. We have a lot of people doing that in our generation. We have a lot of rabbis who really mean Hashem Shemayim. A lot of rabbis are laymen, they really mean Hashem Shemayim. And they think that we'll do a little bit of an avera if you do according to the Shulchan Aruch all the time. So you won't be able to accomplish too much. Sometimes you have a thought. But sometimes they feel, well, it's in the gunta, we'll be here a little bit different because the gains will be so great. And ruchnias, so you can do chatei. Sometimes there is a lot like that. Chatei b'shuyel u'shetizke, chatei b'shuyizke, sometimes there isn't it. The Shulchan Aruch thought he's going to be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, like Moshe Rabbeinu went into Tumas Mitzrayim trying in Sotin Nishkisha. And that's the whole Yisrael, Amati Achkomo. He thought he's going to do like Paraduma. Paraduma is Mesamei Etat Tehorim. But why do you do this? Because Matayra, that's Meir, because it brings about a tremendous result. So the Medrash says that he realized that he made a mistake. Amati Achkomo, he looked like many. He thought he can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, but not so. It's a very thin line. It's a very difficult cheshbon, a very difficult balance that a person has to make. And the Basco came out, and the Medrash says on that topic, so the Gemara says, and Rosh Hashanah commenting on that part, that he thought he can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu went into Tumas and Simon and Satan Nishishat. So the Pasuk, the Gemara, and Rosh Hashanah quotes the Pasuk, the Basco came out and said, no, because of Yoshe Dibre Yadna. You didn't follow what it says in the book. It says, Le'yabalo Noshim, and you violated it, so Noshim Hito is Lefogoy. Sometimes you allow, the very thing one, sometimes you allow, in rare cases you allow, Chatei Vishoshishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishish about Lot. That the Pasuk describes such a funny story that Lot and his two daughters thought that the whole world was destroyed, and he was the only surviving person. And he really meant to change their mind, to keep the world going. Like in the days of Adam and Rishon. How did they have any, how did they have children? There's nobody there. The Cain had a married sister. Adam Chesed Dibon had no brethren. Adam Chesed Dibon Ki Chesed, the Pasuk says Chesed by marrying a sister. So he thought the whole world was destroyed. So his Chesed was correct. And the Gemara says the Shul Shehikdimu Ha-Tehira Le-Tehira Zach Le-Shiru Zecha because the men are Shasha. But then it turned out the whole thing was a joke. The Pasuk says the only reason why he survived was in the schus of Avraham Avinu. He thought that Avraham Avinu was dead and all the tzaddikim that he's the only one. He was a klapet tzaddik. He wouldn't have deserved to have Tzoma at all. That's what's great about it. In the same realm we have in our generation, many times people think we're not to be Yiddishkeit, we're saving everything, and the only way to save Yiddishkeit is by doing Chatei Vishol Shetiske, like Shlomo Amos did. And it turns out, what do you mean? Yeah, we're not to be Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is lost in many other places. They're not about to be Yiddishkeit. It's a big problem. Tonight we have, as we have had the last several years, we have a guest from Eretz Yisrael, Yudkin. In fact, they raised his money for a group of people who do work in Europe, for the Russian Jews who come to Eretz Yisrael and stay in Kiryat Ono.
Jetzt hast du geblasen, es ist okay, den Rosen, alle was tun, das sind Schiehe. Was ist von Gott nutzt sich dann im Kiryat Malachi? Kiryat Malachi ist die Boot geworden, speziell Fariden, was von der Welt und dann werden Fariedigkeit in Russland und Parasett gemieden, was von Nischkeit in der Kaffee zu kommen, dann werden. Aber wenn du doch nicht kommen lässt, bis Gott, dann kann ich auch wieder gleich. Und Parasett kriegen, was kommen lässt, die letzte Zeit, nach 50 Jahren in Russland, da wurde der Euler, der 50 Jahre.